Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to go ahead and start taking your phone calls now. I'd like to thank the wonderful people over there at Ustream for absolutely nothing. I'd like to thank absolutely nothing. I will be rating you very shortly. But I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone line. Melissa, and would you like to start taking a couple of phone calls with me?
Sure.
The phone lines right now are absolutely jammed, but that's quite all right. This is blackchannel.video. I am your host, your humble servant, the Black Authority, for those of you who missed it before. Let your friends know that we are back up on here. I'm going to go ahead and see about posting a link on for people to go ahead and just shortly. And it's like drag racing.
I'm sorry. Somebody's driving by being obnoxiously loud in their GP.
Now, you see, that's what you get for living in the gated community. You need to move back in the hood. You need to move back in the hood where I'm at. We got ways to the phone lines here. Caller from the 317, you're on live with the BlackChannel.net radio.
Good evening, all. Black First.
Black First, brother, what name were you calling from?
This is Rona from the 317, Indianapolis.
Thank you very much for joining us again here, brother. When you're my black man.
Well, I wanted to say thank you again for bringing the broadcast on here. It is well needed. Just as your guest tonight, the truth needs to be unedited, unscripted, and no, there should be no coddling when it comes to the presentation of it. And I wanted to say to Melissa, it is refreshing to see a fellow black woman actually not only having the ovarian fortitude to face herself, but to own up to her actions, and not just by her words, but how she lives her life. Sadly, it is not a common practice, and that's why there's a lot of communal atrophy that we're experiencing nowadays. And wanted to say, it's most appreciated to hear it from a genuine source. So I'm in the trenches with you. I see all the animosity cast your way for being honest about things and not coddling. So thankfully, you'll be able to continue speaking on things as they should. And, hey, if they're all in their feelings, so be it. It hit a nerve. Something's got to happen because this behavior will put us that much closer to extinction. So look forward to seeing you do what you need to do on the air. You got my support.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for joining us here, Ron. Appreciate your telephone call here. We're going to move on here. Caller from the 202. You're on live with BlackChannel.net radio and Melissa Speak. What's your name? You're calling up.
Hello?
Caller from 202. You're live. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Last call.
Yes, sir. My name is Ronnie Greenfield. I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
What's on your mind?
Hi, Ronnie.
Hey, Melissa, how are you doing?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
All right. I'm really thankful that you guys decided to do a broadcast together. I've actually been hoping that it happened. You guys are both two very intelligent people. The message that you sent out, a very powerful message, and I really enjoy listening to your broadcast as well, Mr. Black. You've definitely helped me to center my focus around economics and empowering the future generations as well. And that's all I wanted to say, man. I just wanted to say I'm here, I'm listening, and I'm supportive for both of you guys. And just keep doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much for joining
us.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And definitely, we're glad to have your support on that. Telephone lines are packed with people here, and that's exactly what we want. And you're all doing the right thing by calling in early. It gives us the best opportunity to all your calls in. Call from the 661. You're live with the Black Challenge Net Radio.
How you doing, Jason? How you doing, Melissa? My name is Reginald E. Jones. I am a very brand-new caller, brand-new listener.
Okay. I don't know how you're calling us, Reginald. Definitely, that's a problem. It sounds like you're calling from the end of a garbage can. I'm not trying to diss on you. I don't know if you're on a tooth, on a sawtooth, or on a wishbone. But I'm not able to. It sounds terrible on your phone. It's terrible.
Okay. All right. Maybe I should try calling back. Is this better right here?
Okay. Why don't you? I'm not sure if you're on the roads or something. You definitely drive safely. You might want to check back with us though when you got a little bit of a better connection for us. Okay. But thank you very much for checking in with the Black Channel. Please give us a call back. Caller from the 310 on live with the BlackChannel.net radio.
Hey, good evening, Mark Southern Black Authority.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Josh. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Hello, Josh. What's on your mind, black man?
I'm actually white, but thank you. Well, my first question, guys, is I wanted to get your thoughts on the future of the economic forecast of black people. Most of my friends and I are worried about the declining dollar, the inflation, and the declining middle class, whereas if black people aren't in that social status as of yet, my question is, if they're working towards that now and everything's going to go down for the ruling class and people who are even above us, what's going to happen to black people?
Okay. Well, I guess that's a very good question to ask here. Right now, what you're missing is building days. And, you said that you're a white male?
Yeah, I'm white and Asian.
Okay. Well, that's good for you to know, because you need to be aware of the people who you're growing up with and being around. You need to be aware of that as well. When you talk about the overclass, you have to understand that we have a different definition than you do, okay? We don't have the same definition that you do. When you speak about the overclass, you're speaking about politicians, maybe people in the gated communities where you live. When I speak about the overclass, I'm speaking about a historical context. And you may actually be a member of that, even though you may not feel that you are, because it's relative. Didn't say that it has anything to do with you having animosity towards anyone else. Just understand, you may actually be a member of the group. And if this is what people think of you, that's something to keep in mind. That's going to be something for you to definitely keep in mind. And as far as building is concerned, we're the first JC who have been doing that. And definitely, Melissa, you want to keep an eye on your messages on Skype also, just in case anybody wants to send you a message on it. Okay?
Okay.
Definitely, but as far as other things concerned here, this is the first people who are actually building here, okay? The previous generations may have thought they were, but we're the first generation that actually is. So with that being the case, we've had to be very sensitive to the fact that other people are, for the first time ever, seeing this kind of thing. So you might have thought before that you were seeing that, but you're not seeing that at all. But it's not the way. Okay.
Okay.
That might be Melissa, I think. Melissa, your keyboard is right on top of your microphone.
I'm sorry. My microphone's on my lap. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, yeah, you might want to try texting them later or something, because it's every doing anything, it's just...
I'm sorry.
Okay, but to deal with the color here, though, like I say, it's just definitely a situation where we're in a building phase right now, okay? And with that being the case, a lot of people not understanding progress looks like. We are at the beginning, actually dealing with and understanding the world in its current context, okay? You might have thought before with your fathers and your parents have thought you were seeing that before. I'm telling you, you weren't. This is a situation where we are actually going to see the world in a modern context the way that you understand it. So my answer to your question is check back with us here and we'd be well on our way to making real progress, or we're going to be halfway down the lion's throat to extinction. One or the other.
Hopefully not. But let me show
I'll let you have the last word, Paul. Okay, I think he's nutted. But I'm very glad that he's thinking about that. Because that's a situation that, you know, older white people do not try to find out. What do other people think? And what do other people actually believe here? So that would be something important for to keep up with here as well. I'm going to take another call here. Caller from the 870, you're on live with BlackChannel.net Radio and Melissa Speaks. What's on your mind?
It's Will Hunter. What's going on?
Black First, brother. Thank you very much for joining us. We have a celebrity online.
Hi, how you doing, Melissa? I'm just glad, you know, I could finally reconnect with you guys because, you know, the whole Ustream thing happened, you know, and I think it had to do with some kind of evil conspiracy, but that's a topic for another day. But to get to the point, though, I mean, I'm just in full support of everything you, both of you are saying, and I just want to say that I will do anything that in my power to collaborate with you and just help you bring these issues more to the forefront because something has to be done about this, and, you know, they need to hear it the hard way, whether they like it or not. So no critiques here, no complaints. Just keep doing what you're doing, and I will stand behind you every step of the way.
Thank you very much, Will. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Will.
All right, thank you.
This is BlackChannel.net Radio, the home of intelligent black thought here. Line is just jammed here right now, so we definitely want to get as many calls in as we can. I'm also seeing about putting up a blog talk link for this broadcast. I do want to have people seeing that if they haven't been seeing that before, of course. Definitely let your friends know, everybody else know that you found the home for intelligent black thought. A lot of people have a lot of questions about that, but let me make sure they're aware as well. Caller from the 718, we're on live with the BlackChannel.net Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good evening, Master Black and Miss Ortiz. It is a pleasure to be speaking with you both once again. This is Osama Ibn, otherwise known as Nurse Zoe and Big Zoe.
Thank you very much for being with us, brother. Live from overly expensive New York City. What's on my mind?
You are not right, bro. Not everybody
my
can enjoy.
By that, brothers and sisters, it seems I'm actually correct. This is that code speak I've been trying to teach you all for the longest time here. You're not right. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, Black. You did a great job the other night diffusing what could have been a very ugly situation, even though it was unnecessary for you to do so. And you did it with the class that people should be accustomed to handling themselves with. And Melissa, I have to say the same thing for you because I've been a supporter of yours for a while. I just recently joined your friend list on Facebook, and I thank you for that. And your videos, what I've been doing is I asked you for your permission. You didn't give it to me yet, so I'm not doing it on a mass basis, but I've been sharing the message that you've been sharing simply. And some people Yeah, thank you for the official permission now. And it's sparked a lot of conversations. And the last one that you did recently was very, very touching and very, very because you're not speaking from hate, you're not speaking from malice, you're actually speaking from concern and from love. And unfortunately, we have a lot of work to do on so many different fronts. For the things that we need to do for our community, it's not about one individual purpose or as we discussed the other night, one particular style or mode of thinking. It's just about getting it done because it's stuff that's been neglected for more than 40-plus years. And time is of the essence. As Brother Black noted, New York City, and it's a very depressing day. I'm 40 years old. I'm a single black man with no children, and it's like I look around and like I feel like I'm on an island. It's tough.
You are on an island. You might be on Manhattan. You might be on Staten Island.
No, I'm on
whatever island you're on. I promise you, you probably can't afford it. So I can understand why you are have such angst.
Because when you try to tell brothers about what time it is and what real power, what real wealth is, and also try to deal with folks in terms about how important family is, they look at you like you are kind of crazy. And it's like it feels – it's sometimes a little bit disconcerting when the average person is just thinking about, okay, going to work, going to get the overtime, going to party, going to do this, going to do that, get high and all that. And they don't understand that right now a noose is being fastened around their necks and slowly being tightened. So it's to say the least, is very refreshing to see that there are not, you know, it's not that people are not alone in the way they're thinking, if they're thinking differently and if they're thinking beyond what they can see on the end of their fingertips. But one of the things I wanted to ask Melissa is what have been some of your challenges that you've been facing as you've been sharing your views, sharing your concerns, and reaching out to others online?
The biggest challenge is the election. More often than not, women will reject what I'm saying for whatever ludicrous reason come up with, but that is the biggest challenge for me. So what hurts me is people don't start a conversation off constructively. Start cussing, yelling, and I have to hold my head and go, you know, what have we become as people? Become where we can even disagree with each other. You know, and the specific group of women that I was speaking about, and I said in the video in plain English, you run around arguing with people over their opinion. And it's never for any purpose other than to just be hateful and be heard. These women told me I was wrong. And then they turned around and started yelling at everybody about my opinion. Or they started yelling at everybody that agreed with me. And I just don't – you have to be a special type of psychotic to be so disconnected from reality that you say you are not away. And then you, in the same breath, behave that way. I don't understand it. But that's the biggest challenge, election. Nobody wants to look at self.
Okay. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. How difficult have you, in your own estimation, since you've started, have you realized this is going to be?
You know, it hurt hard a little bit because when you start reaching thousands of people like that, you quickly realize just how lost so many of us are and just how far gone so many of us are. It's like, oh my gosh, there are really few sane, normal, rational people left. And that's disheartening. That's the sad reality of it.
And that's a shame.
There are people.
We've
that's
got too many that we have to argue with over sanity. I mean, over things that are sane. Should you respect each person? We have to argue with people. That's the part that makes you want to just yank your hair out at that point. When do we start to argue with people over sanity? When did that start being something to fight over? I'll let the last word, brother.
The last word is I say to you too, and to all those listening on the line, the future is ours, but we have to start by taking each step one day, one step at a time, each day one day at a time, and never giving up. Melissa, I'm very proud of you, both for the encouragement you gave to your fellow sisters in terms of your weight loss. I was shocked by the before and after pictures. And also for the stance that you're taking.
If that was been, like, tough.
As well as all.
That was not easy. That was a difficult 6 months.
Another time we'll ask you about what prompted you to get started on that and how you've been able to maintain. And Jason, hey,
okay.
Brother, you already know. Brother's got your back. And we're going to do this. It ain't going to be easy, but we're going to do it. Keep up the good work. Black first.
Black brother, thank you very much for joining us. This is Channel.net Radio. I'm just reposting the links here since we're back up and going. For those who hadn't seen it, I'm not sure what's going on with some people, but everything should be up and working right now from what I'm seeing. So if you're having problems, you might want to check yourself. But everything here is looking okay here. Let's go ahead and see if we can grab some more telephone calls. Caller from, let's see, who's been waiting on here for a little while? Well, a lot of people have. The lines are just jumped. Caller from the 929. You're on live with iChallenge.net Radio. What's on your mind?
Good night, Mr. Black and Miss Melissa. How are you guys?
All right. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Monique, and I'm calling from Flatbush, Brooklyn.
Hello, Monique. We're very glad to have you here on the other side of the city. I promise you all she's not next to Big Zoe right now. And what's on your mind, woman?
I would like to know if Miss Melissa would give any empowerment seminars for women, because I've been in situations where women have been on public transportation and they're arguing with their children's father or even a man that's in their life in front of people and their children. And those women have been aggressive towards me for just asking them, why are you acting like that in front of your children? But one woman in particular, years later, when she ran into me downtown Brooklyn, she said, you know, what you said to me that day on the train, it made me change my life because I didn't have any right to speak to that man like that, and he was actually trying to help me. And Melissa has a very powerful voice. And I wanted to know if she would ever think about giving any seminars.
I think a little early to call it. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I know in the near future I will continue to make YouTube videos and try to be the best example I can. But I'm just not sure at this point. I'm not opposed to it. I'm just not sure.
I think you would be a very strong impact on a lot of women because a lot of women, they haven't grew up with a father figure, even if they have. He hasn't really taught them how to appreciate a man. That's why I'm thankful my father did teach me that. He told me how to respect men, even if they're disrespectful. And when you gave that video of how the women don't know how to be quiet, which is very true, because a man can be speaking and he can be the most genuine, sweet man that he is, and a woman will really try to overtalk him and overpower him because she feels like he's sensitive and he's soft. And a lot of women just have to learn how to just understand and listen to your man. If you actually listen to what he has to say, maybe he'll change if he's not doing everything that you feel that he should do as a positive man.
Okay, well, let me step in here for just a moment. As a man,
I was just going to say.
Definitely as a man, I think I'm authority on men at the very least. Understand something here. First of all, let me rephrase that. I don't want it to seem confrontational. So you don't want to change anybody. We get into trouble when we start saying somebody needs to change. When you walk into the door, once you say accept to someone, they're saying, hey, I must be okay. You accept me. You've been sleeping with me all this time. I'll be all right. Often black females and females in general think they'll get with a man and change him. He's almost perfect. Now, if I can just change these two other little things I can't stand, then he'll be perfect. Well, but you already accepted him. It's like buying a box of cereal. You went home, you half the box of cereal, and you've gone back to Walmart saying, you know what, it's not sweet enough. Well, how did we get halfway through the box if it wasn't sweet? Well, I figured it would change. And then it didn't. And what I'm saying is that we as people need to understand that. When you accept a man, you've accepted him. And when we're popping out kids with him, that's when you really get in trouble. Too many black females are trying to purchase love with their sex organs. If you thump them upside the head, you would hear nothing but an echo. But they're trying to purchase love with their sex organs. I don't know how Melissa gives a seminar that fixes that, because you are not lacking knowledge of men. You are lacking 18 years of home training. I don't know how somebody fixes that in a two-hour seminar, a two-day seminar, a two-year seminar. I don't know somebody fixes that. Do we really have time to fix all these broken females, you know, milling around and shoving around there? That becomes a problem. The next question is, we have to ask ourselves honestly, and this is a really honest question for us to ask ourselves. Are most black females actually looking for or wanting love? Or they just want validation and approval? And they will fight, scratch, claw, lie, steal, whore, and everything else together. Now, if you want love, it's one thing. Love is a give-give situation. If all you want is attention, which is validation, and approval, which is attention, see how I came back to that? If that's all you want, that's not give. That's take. And I'm going to go take as much as I can. And we're using children and the creation of children to validate our existence and to get attention. Now you've become a Satan. And a lot of people are going to disagree with this. We're currently running Satan rate out there is what we're currently running, because they're letting children die. They're killing children. They give a damn what happened to them. 70% is a prison rate for single prison. 70% of them are raised single mothers. What does that tell you? That tells you that I just don't give a damn about me, myself, or anything. Now we've got time bombs walking around out there like zombies. Now, what you said at the beginning of the call here, here's the next thing I have a question for you about, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that Melissa should give seminars, but you sat there and just said that somebody else responds to you positively well. So
yes.
Why is it that you're discounting your own ability to make change in the world? We can't put everything on Melissa. Why is it you're discounting your own ability to make effective change? Because obviously we're able to do this.
I don't give seminars to women due to the fact that I have had negative encounters with most women.
Forget the seminar. One-on-one then. What
but
about
I'm a
your
juvenile,
example? Because you said how effective it was.
Yes, to that one woman. But I empower the kids in the juvenile facility that I work. I empower them by letting them know that just because you committed a crime, don't think that the world has to view you as a negative person for the rest of your life. I let them know that there are other options out there besides of the negative that they did do in the past, so that they don't go and end up in prison. So 70% of the boys in my juvenile facility, after they get out and I counsel them, they don't go to a criminal lifestyle. So I empower the youth. I'd rather start with them because their minds are very feeble than women in my age bracket.
I think that's where you should concentrate the majority of your effort anyway. I'm 37 years old. I think I would waste too much time on a 37-year-old woman or a 27-year-old woman, to be totally honest.
Mm-hmm.
If their mind isn't already right by the time they get in their law cause, it's a lot easier to get somebody who's young and they... the programming hasn't set in and they're not just stuck in their ways. Then they try to fight with some adult who's still trying to figure out, how can I hold the liquor bottle in one hand, salvation in the other?
Mm-hmm.
Because grown folks try to be slick with everything. Children are willing to admit that this ain't working. grown folks will sit up here and crack out five and bastard babies about the same male who's been doing nothing but wrong by them and try to say, I'm right simply because they're stubborn. I don't want to be told I'm wrong. So I think you're all doing exactly where you need to be. If I could have nothing but teenagers and adolescents calling in broadcasts, I would do it. I would dump every single person over the age of 28 and have nothing but children from the ages of 10 to 16 calling in. I would do it tonight if I could. And that's real talk. I'll let you have the floor, sister.
You well, Mr. Black, I hope that if you're ever in the New York area, that you come to Metropolitan Juvenile Facility and speak to the boys in my facility and let them know that they can do a lot better.
Well, I definitely, I'll probably be back up that way, ooh, Lord, because I just left them there. But I probably will be back up that way eventually. I want to stay in contact with you as well. If you're not on my friends list on Facebook or on Twitter, get in touch with me because people who do have access to those kinds of, want to make sure we have an opportunity to try to speak to them and try to, as many of us as possible, just dump pile with and try to flood them with some good information and some people about something serious because they learn how to be hoodlum in their mother and their dad. They learn how to be that from home. And if they see anything different at all, if somebody doesn't even try to get there, then we might go ahead and just shove them from juvenile to the pen. Thank you very much for joining us, sister. We appreciate your help. And then, like I say, if you are on my please get in touch with me, let me know, hey, I gave you my Monique, I gave a call. And definitely we want to hear from you. Let me see here. Call from the 20. You're on live. It's like it sounds out on the radio.
210?
Yes, that's
hello?
You.
Yes, Mr. Black. Where
are you calling from?
I'm San Antonio, Texas.
What's your name?
Cameron Brown, sir.
Hello, Mr. Brown. What's on your mind, man?
I'm calling because I support people like you, Miss Melissa Ortiz, and Tommy Sotomayor. But you know, you got people in the world, you know, that see that see people like you and Tommy Sotomayor and Melissa Ortiz as quote unquote spreading evil.
Ooh.
Okay, did you have a point, or were you just here to reiterate what you already know?
No, I just wanted to get you using Melissa's point of view on it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the call. Definitely, for people who say things like we're evil or whatever, they don't actually have a point. That's why they're saying stuff like that. They don't actually have a point. If they did be using it, but they don't. And that's why they're relegated to doing what they're doing. If any of these people were actually able to debunk anything that we said, they would be doing what I do. When I made my video about Trent Shelton, I quoted what he said. I played it back what he said and then quoted what was wrong. When I make a video about somebody, I quote what they say. Nobody out there quoted what Melissa said and said, here's what's wrong with it. Now, I want to make very clear to everybody who's out there listening right now, and right now we've got a lot of people here listening to the broadcast here. We've got hundreds of people who are listening live. And that's good. We like to have that kind of thing. There, who you've been hitting your smarmy, snide comments on Facebook and YouTube. For all you people out there who've had undercover low-key hating to do, Melissa is on the line right now. So why don't you go ahead and call in? If you're in the chat room, just go ahead and say, hey, I'm Kiella, whatever the heck your name was. All you haters out there, Deborah, and all the rest of you. Why don't you go ahead? This is your opportunity to call in because Cal would sit up here and say stupid stuff on Facebook and YouTube. So why don't you go ahead and call in so people can hear you stumbling over your country bumpkin English. And why don't you go ahead and see if we can hear you and see what you sound like because I think that you sound like Rain Man. And this is your opportunity to call in and say, well, I confronted her face-to-face and prove what a fraud she was or whatever else you want to do. Here's your opportunity to do it. Because you're the liars and you're the cowards, and I'm calling you out. The telephone number is 646-787-1933, 646-787-1933. It's right there on your screen. So why don't you cowards come on up. Come up. It's time to take off the huggies. Put on big drawers. A lot of calling here. I'll make sure I don't run into a situation where somebody says, I'm just listening. If you're on the line listening to this right now and you just want to listen to the broadcast, you do not speak to Melissa or me to listen. If you're on the line, you need to press 1 again because you pressed 1 to listen to the host. You need to press 1 again. So it will take you off switchboard. You will still be able to hear. It will just not be on switchboard anymore. So if you're still on the switchboard, I'm going to drop your call. But you need to get off switchboard if you don't, because the lines are packed. We still got a couple of hours here, but the line packed. I want to get to everybody that I can as quickly as I can here. So if you are just listening and don't speak to me or Melissa, press 1 again on your phone if you're on the phone line. That will take you off the call queue. All right, let's go ahead and see if we can pick up a few more people here. Here'll be a good one here. Caller from the... Okay, it moved on us here. Caller from the 47, you're on live with the Black Channel Radio. Melissa Speaks.
Hello?
Yes, what's your name? Hello? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Marie, and I'm calling from Toronto.
Hello, Marie. What's on your mind, black woman?
Hi. I just wanted to call in and personally thank you. I'm a single mother right now, and I was a teenage mom as well. I'm 23 years old with a 5-year-old, and up until I started following you on Facebook, I had the mentality of the strong black single mother. Didn't really get along too well with my child's father, even though he made a great effort to be in her life. So it was like an enlightenment to start reading your posts and taking in the things that you say. There are a couple of things that I wanted to address specifically in regards to some things that I wanted to do now that I've been enlightened. So it's always been my goal to work with single moms, but my agenda was completely different from, I guess, what yours is. And I just wanted to get your input on how do you feel would be the best way to do what you do, because it's kind of difficult to do it the same way that you did. Like, you were very straightforward, and that's something that's a type of advice or a type of, I guess, input that I would need to hear. I need advice or a voice that is very straightforward, very, you know, no BS, don't soften it, or else I wouldn't hear it out. So because you were so straightforward and it was the real truth, at first I was a little bit, like, upset about the things that you were saying, but then I started taking it in and realizing that, you know, it was the truth. But how would you feel would be the best way to reach out to other mothers? I know that there's also Melissa's YouTube videos, but I feel like it's still, once again, the straightforward truth, and some people don't want to hear it. And I'm from Canada, Toronto, and I believe that the system that has been built around us single mothers kind of has us in a matrix, I guess you would say. It makes us believe that we're doing the right thing. We get too comfortable. We feel that, you know, we're more the victim. We play the victim. So what other ways do you feel would be helpful in order to reach out to other single moms and teenage moms?
Okay, so what do you say to that?
Pardon?
I say talk to people.
Oh.
I say you should just talk to people in your community.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm out and about and when I'm working, I run into actually a lot of young black men. I mean black men under 30 without children, and they'll hit on me with no problem. And the first question is, are you married? No. The second question is, do you have children? You know, yes, I have 2 children. And then when he starts to ask a third question, I say, why are you going any further? And he'll look at me funny, and I say, you don't have children. You should not be facing down women with children. You should find a young woman without children and start your own family. You know, something as simple as that. Now, I don't recommend that you confront hood rats about their behavior if they're, you know, known combatives, unless they're, you know, somebody close to you, relatives you can trust to give that type of advice. But I would start in your own communities with people surrounding you that you might see going wrong. And I would focus on your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let your daughter think that if you have such a problem with the lifestyle, she has to know that you have a problem with the lifestyle.
Definitely.
Because if you don't tell her, she's going to think doing the right thing to do.
Most definitely. Okay, so you said something that kind of spoke to me.
I had a question for you here. You said you're in Toronto, so you're in Canada.
Yes.
I was a strong black woman thing. Yeah, you're 23 years old. How old are your children?
Yes. My daughter's 5. I only have one.
Okay, you got one child. Okay. Your daughter's 5 years old, so you got pregnant when you were 18.
17.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you're in, she's 5. Okay. I'm trying to spot you a year there, but all right.
Okay.
Look, here's my real question. My question is, because you were doing a bunch of stuff young, explain to me exactly how did you think you were a strong, quote, independent black woman? You were 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think you were, quote, strong and independent?
It was basically the feedback that I was getting from the environment around me. So I continued my education. I'm doing my master's right now. So because I continued my education, people kind of gave me praise. And I let that get to my head. And because I didn't really get a lot of family support, her father got a scholarship to go play basketball in another province. So I was really isolated, and I was doing it all on my own. And when I would tell people what I was doing, they tell me, oh, you're so strong, you're so independent, keep on doing it, you're a role model for other mothers out there, you should let other people know that they don't need a man to be successful, that kind of feedback. So that's
okay,
what allowed me to
I don't want to get sidetracked. I don't get sidetracked, though. What I mean is that what made you think that you were strong and independent before you got pregnant?
Oh, even before. At that time, I didn't really think I was. I didn't. I was very much dependent on the father of my child. It was after I had my baby that I felt like I was a strong and independent black woman.
Okay, now did you do that, or did other people tell you that? Because a moment ago you said other people told me.
It's true. Okay, so yes, it was other people that told me, but then I began to believe it.
I think I'm going to make a list of T-shirts, a line of T-shirts that says co-signed.
Yes.
And I'm just going to give them out for free to all the hood rats and Bedford Stuyvesant and South Central and everything. I co-sign stupid. Because girls like you, too often what happens is females have to sit instead of chicken each other. Which happened the other day here when I was following. You saw, if you into the broadcast that Osama was talking about here earlier. There was a young man, Straight No Chaser, I think his name is. And we had conversation and whatnot that could have gone off all kinds of wrong ways, but just like Melissa put in her video, black women argue, it didn't. Because we as men, when you remove females from the equation, black men don't usually act a damn fool. When you enter females into the equation, start acting like females. Leave us by ourselves, and we can usually resolve these things well. Black men in group do not usually co-sign stupid. Black females in a group will usually routinely co-sign stupid. They will see another black female, a young black female like you, 17 years old and pregnant. You should have had a squad of older black females take you to the side and say, girl, let me get your head straight. What do you think you're doing? And that did happen. They sat there looking at you failing and said to themselves, good, now we got company.
Most definitely.
They didn't want you to do better. They wanted you to be in the same boat they're in. Oh, you're taking care of your child, but what about the thing he's not going to be able to do? Listen very carefully. There is nothing strong and independent about raising a child. That's called raising a child. Possums do every day. Possums are single mothers every day. There's nothing special about that. If you can hold a box of golf food, you can be a single mother. There's nothing special about it. There's nothing strong about it. We sit up here and take basic stuff like paying your own bills. I got a car and an apartment. There's nothing exceptional about that. It's not strong independence. That's called being an adult. That's called being a capable adult. And they have dumbed down, diluted, and bastardized strong and independent. Strong and independent is taking on something exceptional. Being a single mother today is common. Nothing special about that. And they sat there and walked you off into that and act. Because understand something, if your kids turn out bad, they're going to be talking, that hoe don't know how to raise her children. They just terrible. But they were co-signing and patting you on the back when you were getting pregnant. Now, that can have no problem. But when things go bad, that's when the fangs are going to come out. They're going to show you what they really think of what you did.
Most definitely.
Yeah, you failed just like me. You failed. Now, we don't have what you talking down. What they hate about Melissa is that she talked down to them because she admits to mistake. You, as we fail, they love you. You know what it's like? It's like in a room, it's like being in a club of crack addicts. They're your drug friends. And they all love you as long as you're on drugs, too. They love you. Only once you start getting clean and start getting your life together, you don't have anything in common with your junkie friends anymore. Now they can't take your ass. Isn't that amazing? I'll let you have the last question.
I just wanted to have another question, something that you pointed out. So a lot of the moms in our area, like Toronto, there's a lot of young women who are getting pregnant, and we have centers that are set up that teach them to be reliable on the government. So when I went to a center when I was pregnant, the first thing that they taught me to do was sign up for welfare, find subsidized housing, find subsidized daycare. They didn't speak to me about getting a job or going back to school. So that's something that I feel I feel like that's also something that told me that I needed to go out there and change their mindset and let them know that it isn't the best way. I have friends right now who are currently on government assistance and subsidized housing, and they say that there's no point of owning a house when they could sit in their housing and, you know, pay next to nothing and not really have to work out because it's a stressful life and they don't need to do that. So, yeah, in Canada or in Toronto itself, a lot of these centers just set up these moms to just rely on the government and, you know, I feel like that's a big issue down here that needs to be fixed. But that's it. Once again, thank you very much, Jason. And
whoa, slow down.
Okay.
Slow down.
Okay.
Where's your father?
My father?
Yes.
Did you? Oh, my father. Okay, so. Pardon?
Yes, my father, not mine.
Oh, sorry, you're cutting off. But my father, I grew up in a single mother household. She raised five kids.
Okay. Did they all have the same father?
No.
Okay.
There's three.
How many times?
Three girls.
How many times is your mom married?
One time. She was married once, but she had me and my sisters first, three of us, and then she got married
how
and
many
had
baby
them together.
Don't worry. I don't know the whole biography. How many baby daddies?
Yes, two.
Okay. Do you understand how nasty a person has to think of themselves to let somebody dump raw semen in them if they're not married to him, if he has not made a lifelong commitment to you in front of God and the state, the province of Toronto? Do you know how low you have to be yourself to let somebody do something like that to you? You would not let somebody urinate on you, but you'll let them dump semen. What I'm saying is that we cannot fix our problems until we face problems. If a man
that's
is getting out of prison, he's got to have a point where he wakes up and admits to him, that's some dumb ass stuff, man. Ain't no females in prison. Even if you like smoking weed, ain't no weed there. I mean, let me go to where I can get my thing on the right way and stop coasting and stupid. I'm saying that as black people, we need to understand that you as a mother, I'm not concerned about you anymore. And I'm being honest with you. I don't. Hey. I'm just calling it like this. I don't. I'm not concerned about you anymore. I'm concerned about that child. And make sure that she does not repeat your mistakes. Because you know full well there's a bunch of things in life you are not going to be able to do because you have to carry your child around and raise him by yourself. All that fun actually to his El Camino you thought you were having or whatever sag you thought he had, and now you realize that, you know what, if I had been concerned willing life for myself, I could have validated myself somewhere on my sex organ. Because now you ain't got time to worry about that. You're too busy running to and fro. The other thing is, understand, white supremacist government is not in the United States and Canada. And you black folk up in Canada who are the children of slaves who ran away, you all have deluded yourselves into thinking that you're somehow different. They didn't bring you all up there on a boat. You are the children of the escapees from the United States. They didn't bring you up there on no damn cruise ship. Nobody sat there with a big sign that's, well, Africans. You're escapees. You're refugees. You're the children of refugees. And what I'm saying that you need to understand that. Mm-hmm. Understand that that's where you're really from.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Iraq, the United States is paying billions, hundreds of billions of dollars a year. We can't be totally sure because they got it on a black, they have it on a black budget. So we don't actually know what the real cost is in Iraq and Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. But if they're willing to spend $100 billion a year or $200 billion, it's 52 weeks in a year, we figured they spend about $1 billion a week. If they're willing to spend $200 billion a year to press the Arabs, don't you know that they don't have any problem spending a couple of billion dollars a year to black females being underclass in Canada?
Mm-hmm.
That's what all public housing is for. We need a poor class. We need a brooder class. We need somebody to keep these prisons full. 70% of the inmates come from the mothers. So that mm-hmm. just this way right back several times fold. And you've fallen into the trap. Single mothers are the tools of supremacy. Nobody wants to say that because we're not supposed to. We're supposed to pretend that supremacy does not exist. Sorry, I forgot. We're supposed to just pretend. Sorry, wink, wink. Oh, it's not really. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But just keep that in mind. They are using you all and housing your prison. The black male's prison cell is the penitentiary. The black female's prison cell is the housing project. You all grow up your heart
absolutely
in poverty. You grow up in poverty while your white and Asian and Latino counterparts go on to prosperity. And all of you grow up, you go from the age 23 to 60 with all of you broke in the same damn housing project.
Mm-hmm.
Saying the whole time we're strong and independent. Strong and independent, my eye, you just surviving.
Mm-hmm.
But they dumb down to accept poverty as reasonable for existence. Your white counterparts never have accepted that, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And they sit there and laugh at you. And what I'm saying is, when are you going to stop being somebody's chump?
Mm-hmm.
And in your case, it's your job now to help your daughter to avoid your mistakes.
Most definitely.
That's your job. You get up in the morning to the time you go to bed. It's time for you all to learn the definition of sacrifice.
Yeah.
If you've messed up, your life is forfeit. Your life now goes to be sacrificed to save this child.
Mm-hmm.
That's what your life goes to now.
Okay, thank you, Jason and Melissa.
She got her number when I got finished. So I'm sorry.
I got it.
Thank you very much, Melissa. Hey, man, where you running from? Maybe you're extra time. Well, definitely do check it again, okay? Because you found kindred souls who are not going to co-sign stupid. Not beating up you. I'm just saying this is the first time because your daddy didn't put the game in. And your mom didn't put the game in. You need because at this point, you need black men now, sensible black men in your life now more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because you run into a lot of fallacies, and you might think you know what's going on, but you don't. You need intelligent and sensible black men right now more than you ever have.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure, because once she gets to the point of dealing men, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. You don't know how to help her avoid mistakes until not have sex, but you don't know mm-hmm. how to keep her from marrying some bum dude. You don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're going. Thank you very much for joining here, and please do check in once again. I wanted to get this one here before. Let me try this here. Call from the 773 on live with the blackchannel.net radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Come to 773 blackchannel.net radio. Okay, caller from the 773 is asleep or has been abducted, one or the other. Let's just make sure that we leave them there. This is the home, the haven of intelligent black thought. This is the Black Challenge Radio. I am your host, Black Authority. The telephone number is 646-787-1933, 646-787-1933 is your personal access code to the Blackest Radio Program in existence. The telephone lines are absolutely jam-packed right now, so a lot of people getting a lot out of this, and that's what we want. Caller from the 202 live with the Blackest.net Radio.
Yeah, what's up? This is Son Goku.
What's on your mind, Hello? Black man?
Oh, yeah. I have a question for Melissa Speaks. Is she here? Hello? Melissa?
Yes.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah,
I have a question for you. Do you think, like, black American women are hating on you because you're a black Puerto Rican with nice hair?
I think black American women, like myself, hate truth, period, no matter who it comes from. They'll always find a way to defy the truth they don't want to accept.
Okay, so that's it? That's your answer? I mean, I already know, like, the other reason why black American women hate on you. Yeah. The other reason why black American women hate on you because, you know, you get on the case. You know, just telling the truth, you know, about their trifling, sick, nasty behavior.
Well, I mean, have you seen any part of society right now where our females as a group are welcoming any type of criticism at all?
I see. I mean, it's all on Facebook. As a matter of fact, I have women on my Facebook page. All they do, every time I put up posts about black women, you know, being ratchet, they always want to defend the ratchets.
Well, I mean, it's not just that, though. I mean, if it's ratchet, if it's loud, if it's impoverished, if it's low level, there is no wrong way. Nobody has a problem, for example, you know, I mean, they change the rules every time you turn around. Nobody has a problem with being fat if you're black, if you're a black female. Now, what's the chief criticism that they make against black men dating white women? If his white woman is sexy, they try something else. But if the white woman is overweight, that's all you get with some fat, nasty white broad. That's all you can get is the fat, nasty ones. But 80% of black women are overweight / obese.
And they stink,
but they
too, man.
Never say that all you can get when you get a male. They never say, well, that's all you can get. You got a black male. That's all you can get. They never say that then. So like I say, it's the schizophrenic mindset where it changes, alternates to whatever species that they need at that moment to defend themselves. It is reality neutral.
And TB, I got a question for you. Why do pro-black women talk a good game about being pro-black, but they're the biggest hoes, sluts, bed wenches, and et cetera, et cetera?
Brother, depends on your definition of pro-black.
I mean, these Afrocentric hoes, you know, they talk about being for black men, but it's all a game. It's all a trick, a fraud.
Well, you know, we black men have to be discerning that, okay? We can't take our cues from women. And Son Goku, like, I mean, you're on the case about the law, but brother, you all have to go up on that. You cannot take your cues from black women. You have to be aware of what black women are doing, because if we're going to build a black society, you naturally need black women. You know what I mean? A black man can't have a family without a black woman, duh. But it does not begin with women. It begins with the men. Now, we have to understand that there's a problem with them. Yes, we understand that. But as far as whether they're Afrocentric hoe, whatever, we have to take the lead on that. Their definition of black is not we gauge by. As the men, our job is to protect the society and buy for the society, which means we are the ones who determine and define pro-black. We are the ones.
Yeah.
That's our job.
Well, man, good show, and I appreciate, you know, asking you and Melissa, you know, my questions. Black first.
You've been with me forever. It's broadcast, bro. Been with me forever. It is not show. All it's right. Broadcast.
Okay.
I'm going to do video shanking on Son Goku. That's what I'm going to do. Right after this broadcast is video shanking. Here it comes. The telephone line just the scenes right now. I really have to tell you. The lines are jammed. The people are on here. You know, what I wouldn't have given kind of thing 5 years ago, but this is what happens when you build. This is what happens when you build. This is the home of intelligent black thought. Notice that you haven't heard a lot of hood rattery going on here. You know that you haven't heard a lot of nonsense going on here. How many people have gotten on here to sit up here and talk? I don't know. We may get around to them. But this is what we specialize in here. If you want to know what Intelligent Black Society sounds like, this is what this sounds like. This is the BlackChallenge.net video. Caller from the 832. You're live with the BlackChallenge.net video and Melissa Speaks. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Did you say the 832?
832. This is your last chance. You're on live with the BlackChallenge.net radio.
You said 832?
Yes,
can
that's
you.
You.
Okay.
Yes,
perfect.
We heard
right.
The author say unmute. That was you.
That was me. Okay. I didn't hear the unmute. I'm sorry. Can you hear me? I didn't hear any unmute.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Daydream. It's
hello,
Daydream. There you go. Go ahead.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
What's on your mind, black man?
I guess I'm a big fan of you. I just became your Facebook friend. I heard of you through Tommy's show. I'm a big fan of Tommy also. I guess what's on my mind is, and Melissa, I know you have Melissa as your guest on the show. I guess I've heard one
Hi.
Of her videos. How you doing, Melissa? I'm not really familiar with you. I think I've seen one of your videos, and it was a pretty good video, I guess is the best way I can say it. I guess what's on my mind is...
Thank you.
I live in Texas. Go ahead if you were saying something. I'm kind of breaking up. I guess y'all are breaking up.
No, sir. I just said thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, appreciate it. Yeah, I live in Texas, and I moved to Houston, I'd say, about 12 years ago to go to college. I graduated from college. I work in the engineering field. I work in manufacturing, if that means kind of anything as far as engineering goes. So I'm not really in contact with a lot of black people. Most of the women I date are, I mostly date interracially. And I guess, to be honest about it, I kind of feel bad about it. I think subconsciously, when I deal with black women, I think of my mother. My mother's a beautiful woman. Me and my mother are really tight. I guess all the women I dated have said that I was a mama's boy. But I guess my mother was mean as a child. So subconsciously, sometimes black women come off as being kind of mean. Not that I'm not attracted to black women, not that I haven't slept with several. I guess I shouldn't put that out there. But I guess in a way I feel somewhat like a sellout, dealing with white women. I read a book, I guess it was about 5 or 6 years ago. I don't know if y'all are familiar with it. It's called Don't Blame It on Rio. Let me get up and look. Are y'all familiar with it? It's
well,
a guy
named Adrian, here's the thing, brother. We got a lot of callers on the line here. I think I get the general to your point here. You're trying to ask us out on a date, and which I guess, I don't know. But here's the thing, okay? Are you interested in building a black family?
As far as you, yeah, when you say a black family, you mean like, I guess, a black woman. I want to go to Brazil. I mean, I'm going to go to Brazil probably in 2 months, and it's full of black people,
okay,
full of black
brother,
women.
Okay.
Like Puerto Rican women, like
Melissa. Time is of essence, brother. Time is of the
essence,
okay? Are you interested in building a black family?
I guess not necessarily. If I date interracially,
okay.
No, not necessarily.
In that case, then, if it doesn't matter to you, then what are you fretting over what black women think for? Because I'm a firm believer that if you don't, you didn't call my broadcast, man, these Chinese women are out here messed up, man. These Bangladesh women, man. And stop, man. You didn't call me and say that because you don't date any of them. You didn't say the Iraqi women get their minds right. You didn't say that. And that's because you don't date them and don't deal with them. Well, if you date them and not dealing with them, what do you care? There's a reason why this is called the Black Channel and not the Iranian channel, not the Filipino channel. You know, there's a reason that it says that. I have a white caller at the beginning of the broadcast. They're more than welcome to call. I'm not going to turn this into, you know, the Russian channel. I'm not going to do that. But if we're talking about black people here, I understand if you're, if because for me, it's a black family or bust. If that's not where you are, why are you fighting over what black men think, what they feel, what they believe, or anything? What's the problem?
Yeah, I guess you're right, man.
It sounds like that. It sounds like having some repetition.
You're saying, say it again. It sounds like I have some. I'm sorry you cut out, though.
It sounds like you have some trepidation.
Trepidation, okay. All right. I guess you have maybe like, can you give me like an approach on what I, you know, not an approach, because I mean, I know what to say to black women, but I guess, I live in Texas, so there's not really many Puerto Ricans, but if I went the route of dating Puerto Rican women or Colombian women, something of that nature, would I be building a black family? Would I, you know what I mean? I don't mean to sound.
Well, those are not races. Okay. Let's get something straight here. The place where you were born is not your race. Puerto Rican is not a race.
Got right.
Brazilian is not a race. Argentinian is not a race. All Kim Armenian is not a race for all Kim Kardashian haters. Armenian is not a race. Armenia is a country. That's like me asking you what race are you, and you say I'm Texan.
Gotcha.
No, he's not. There is no genotype. Phenotype. For Texan.
I mean,
black.
That's literally no, but maybe figuratively, yeah. No, I'm joking.
Here's the thing, okay? Look, if you're to build a black family, you find a black woman, a woman of African descent.
Definitely.
And not only can she be of African descent, she needs to identify that way. Because Wesley Snipes and Taye Diggs are useless to us because they don't identify black men. They might as well
useless?
Be Brad Pitt and Matthew McConaughey.
Gotcha, man. I see, and that's what I don't want to be is useless. I listen to you guys, and I want to model my life, you know, after successful black people and emulate those sort of people. But I don't want to be useless, you know, if I date a white woman, you know what I mean? I don't want to. That's what kind of digs at me, I guess. I guess.
Well, like I said, but understand, you know, something. You can't be pro-black if you're with a non-black female. You're not building a black family. You're building an interracial. And that's what you're saying is I'm going to build an interracial family. Well, you do that. But you can't jump in the middle of a group of pro-black people and say, I'm building a black family, or I want to be a role for black issues. It doesn't work that way. LL Cool J said it, and I'm just telling brother, you need to understand this too. You got to earn the right to decide this. You don't get to walk up in front of black women with your white woman and criticize black women. You got to earn the right to criticize this team. You have to earn the right to talk trash to the team. You got to earn that.
Gotcha.
So what I'm telling you right now is depending on where you want to be. Also, don't be surprised if women ain't really feeling you after being with a white woman. Because what you told them is that there's a problem going on here. And I'm not being up on white folk here tonight. What I'm saying is that what you're telling them is that there's a problem with them. And what I'm saying is you got some mother issues going on there. I'm not beating up on you. I'm just saying, you're saying from the outset, look, I wish I was as honest as you are. Black women today, they would not have as many problems they do is that they would be honest about their dad issues.
Yeah.
You got to deal with that. You know, you have to deal with that yourself because how would you have a meaningful relationship with a female who looks like your mother and yet you not resolve those mother issues?
Definitely.
Real talk.
I agree. All right.
Real talk. Your relationship with non-black girls go better because you have resolved your issues. You don't have any issues with them. You got issues with a black woman. The first woman who was supposed to take care of you did not do her job.
I wouldn't say didn't do her job. I would say it was a little bit. She needed to take a chill pill in some instances.
Jason, if I interject, please.
Okay.
I wonder why so many black males are kindness to their mothers.
Well, because that's what we do. I mean, that's what the human species does. Most of these black men are out here dating hoods and dating whores because they're trying to save their mom. It's the truth. You are trying to save your mother. You are, if I can redeem this hoe, then I've redeemed my mother. And that's a horrible way for you to grow up in life, but unfortunately you're kind of stuck with it to a certain extent. You are stuck with it to the extent that you accept it. But you have to accept that your mother's life is hers. And now your life is yours. And you're going to have to decide if you have a life that you can live with. Just because she screwed up her chance doesn't mean you got to throw away yours. I'll let your last word, brother.
I guess same as everybody, man. Keep doing what you do. Thanks for the insight. And I guess it's about, let me know if you come to Houston or whatever. I'll go to one of your shows or one of your engagements.
Well, keep watching us here. Like I say, the documentary will be coming out soon. If you're not friends with us on Facebook or Twitter, you need to be there and definitely keep in touch with us because you need some black folk who are going to help you to understand what you're going through, okay? We're not here to beat people up. We're here to help you understand what you're going through. That's what we do. Thank you very much for giving us the call here. Telephone lines are just slammed and jammed, but this is the blackchannel.net radio. We will adapt, persevere, and overcome. Let's go ahead and see if we get some more people in here. Caller from the 718, you're on live with blackchannel.net radio.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, what's your name we're calling from?
Oh, this is the Wacky World of O calling from New York. New York, the
Wacky
Big
World of
Apple.
O, and heard from you in summers and winters. Other, what's on your mind, black man?
Yeah. You know what? Black Authority and Melissa, I got a problem with the both of you guys, man. And I'm gonna address it right here, right now. You know my problem with both of you guys are? You know what? That you guys use too much common sense. The both of you are too logical, okay? You use a lot of rationale. And you guys need to stop doing that and just be a stereotype like the rest of us. No, I'm just joking.
Let me get this Negro's number so I can give it out to everybody so you all can call him up and tell him what you think of what you just heard.
I'm just messing around with you guys.
What we're finding out is common sense is not quite so common. And you got a black male and a female on the phone who are both speaking, you know, on similar levels of things and not looking for somebody to make excuses for us. And we don't do this. The previous generations did not do this. Can we just be honest? The black male civil rights generation was a bunch of simps and cowards. Can we just say it like it was? They didn't check white folks' faces. They didn't check black women for feminism. They didn't check nothing. I mean, we talk about stereotypes and movements, but I ask you a question. Were those really stereotypes? Oh, you can't say that. Oh, I'm saying Amos and Andy. Oh, what did he just say? They were like Amos and Andy. I'm telling you that Amos and Andy was closer to reality than you want to admit.
The people of the civil rights movement, for the most part, was fighting for acceptance, and they failed to fight. They failed to find a way to combat the infiltration of crack cocaine in our communities, man. They gave up. So when I hear a lot of the old people talking about, well, 50 years ago I was marching with Dr. King, I tell them, well, hey, what did the march do for you outside of exercise? What did it do? Look at us now. I tell them that. And then they call me disrespectful, and I never lose sleep over it. But on another note, Melissa and Black Authority, can we agree that the majority of so-called black females in the United States suffer from multiple psychological disorders, which is one, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, psychosis, and what else? Delusions of grandeur, in which I believe is a psychological disorder, and also mild antisocial disorder. Would you both agree with that?
Mild antisocial. Saying that beating the Broncos took at the Super Bowl was a minor loss, man. Look, he done whooped you up and down the field. No way.
All right.
No, but I mean, about what you say about bipolar thing, I think we have a huge problem with that among the females. I think we have a huge problem with bipolarism. There is a huge problem. There's walking around completely undiagnosed. I also think that the crack baby epidemic of the 80s and 90s has left Edgar Hoover mission accomplished. The mission was to poison the gene pool at a chemical, physical level. We have a bunch of females who are out here, a bunch of males, but it's the females who caught the brunt of it. Why? Because your children were raised in your womb for 9 months mainlining it.
Right.
And we
exactly.
out here grown up to adulthood, and now see how messed up they are from the crack baby epidemic.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
The majority out here right now are wandering around as these weavering, wandering crack babies. Only now they're crack adults with half a brain.
Yeah. Yes, and I actually seen the outcome of it because almost every single female that I had relations with, almost all of them, had parents that was hooked on either crack cocaine or heroin. And they grew up, of course, a life of madness, and I saw the results of that, in which I had to receive the madness, you know? So so for the past year and a half, I stayed away from all females until I could find one whose parents was never on drugs, okay? Please just send me one. I'm just asking God, please send me one whose parents was not on drugs. That is a shame. That is a damn shame. And I have a lot of respect for Melissa. I don't know if Melissa remember me on Facebook. We disagreed a few times, but I agree and disagree with everyone, you know. But I like the fact that Melissa Ortiz is not like a lot of these phony females on the Internet who says, well, you know, I'm the good black woman who stay away from the other black women, and I don't want to address the topic of these no good black women because I don't want to have any problems with them. I like how Melissa Ortiz, she's like, I don't give a damn. I'm going to say it like it is, and I'm going to use facts to back it up. You know, that's real. I respect that. You know, so...
You're not going to say...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
She doesn't subscribe to the pastor shop line. You are not your mistakes.
Exactly. Exactly. So I have a lot
Sir,
of respect for Melissa Ortiz.
I'd like to speak on your point about women.
Say that again?
Yes, if I would agree that the majority of women have black women have diagnosed mental disorders.
Right.
I would agree to an extent. Yes, I do believe that there's bipolar, and I do agree with Jason also that there are just people who are mentally off because their parents are crack addicts. But I think a lot of what we see too is just horrific upbringing. And when you have a horrific upbringing, you have an unbalanced adult. And it's just a shame that the they're so far off that they're running around looking mental.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I definitely agree with that, you know. A lot of it's caused to a bad upbringing. And going back to the women that I dealt with in the past, when I heard stories about their bad upbringing, I had to go to both of my parents, kiss them on the cheek, and I said, thank you for everything you've done for me, you know? But, wow. And anyhow, also, to answer, I remember from the last call, the guy from Houston, Melissa asked a question. I think it's something similar towards why do a lot of men go with women that are like their mother, something regarding towards that. And to add on to what Jason was saying, there's also a theory called the Oedipus theory. Are you guys all aware of that? Where men are constantly looking for women that look just like their mother. Yeah. So
that's an age-old one there. I mean, Freud is pioneered off. And there's some validity to it, that men go into the world. The woman, your mother's the template for the type of woman that you are accustomed to seeing. Because whether you like it or not, your mother has a binding effect on your life. So
right.
She set a template for that. It's not so much you are looking to have a relationship with mother so much as that she has set the template that you find acceptable. And anything outside of that template, you're going to have a hard time assimilating to. I'm going to see if getting some more callers, Father, but go ahead and let you have the last word.
All right, well, all respects to Jason Black, also known as the Black Authority, and Melissa Ortiz, the both of you, brothers and sisters, keep doing the right thing. Stay strong, stay healthy, and all the best wishes. And Black first, Hebrew first. All right, have a good weekend, Black, guys.
Thank you very much for joining us here.
Thank you, sir.
Like I say, back in the old days, I used to have to talk with people like half an hour, 2 hours. And then, you know, the last couple of years, it's kind of changed and stuff, especially since the documentary. I'm going to see if I can try to get one here because I see one that may be calling from overseas, and I think I know who that might be. Is this Wayne line? Hey, caller.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like you're doing some renovations.
Hello?
Yes, you're online.
Hello, sir?
Yes, you're on the line. Last try.
Hello, sir?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, my name is Gerald. I'm from San Francisco.
Okay, your phone is terrible.
I'm sorry?
Okay. Your phone is going in and out on you bad, real bad. I don't know if that's a back phone or something, but the sound quality not that great.
Okay. I may have
go ahead
to call back a bit.
Okay, it's doing a little bit better now. What was your name we're calling from?
Okay, my name is Gerald, and I'm from San Francisco.
What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I want to go ahead and just thank Melissa and just for being as honest and forthright in her videos that I've seen. Job well done.
Thank you.
Okay. Secondly, what I wanted to go ahead and just kind of just go along, because I didn't happen to hear over the last the first hour of the show, the way I see it, the reason why Black women are the way they are today is actually threefold. We talk about some of the things that they do as a disease, and I wanted to go ahead and get to the root cause. And the root cause is threefold. It is a political issue, it's an economic issue, and it's also a spiritual issue. Now, the reason why I say it's a political issue is because back in the 1960s, Lyndon Baines Johnson tried to create something called the Great Society. Now, in the Great Society,
yes,
one of the things he talked about was government assistance, and in the program of welfare, government assistance, it was mandatory that Black women could not have a man in the home. If you had one, your benefits were cut, no questions asked. Period. So what did that do? That
right.
raised up a generation of black boys who didn't know their father based on economic reasons. And that goes off into
right.
a whole other subject, and we won't go there. I've
got a lot of calls on the phone now, Gerald, so I need for you to go ahead and hurry up and make your point. We've got a lot of people waiting on the line.
Okay. Very sorry, I didn't mean to delay you. Second thing is political. Because you had somebody like Lyndon Baines Johnson, again, who created the Great Society back in 1954 when he was senator, he basically amended the tax code and basically did not allow pastors to speak politically in the pulpit, which is where most Black people at that time got their information and how society was ran. It got it from church. And this is the same person, by the way, who has been quoted of saying, "I'll have those niggers voting Democrat for the next 200 years," which we have already fulfilled 60 of that.
Yeah, I mean, and like there's no timetable on there. We're not sure if that quote was actually 100% accurate. However, the effects of it have seen definitely some long-term planning there. Thank you very much for joining us here, Gerald. I'm going to try to get a couple of more callers in here if I can. I'll definitely as many as I can. and other people on the line here. I saw one on here, Kia or Quilla, I'm not really sure, but she posted in a relationship talk that she's on the line. Just go ahead and let us know what your air code is, and I will definitely make sure that you get online. And Alexis Cortese, you're a bit of a coward, and you're a bit of a spineless worm, so don't sit up and say that your phone is having trouble. You let me know which one of these numbers is yours, and I will make sure that you get on the line. So there's no reason for it, anybody in there to act silly and try to act like, oh, I can't get through cold this winter. You are the same type. It does not do that. What? Just tell your air code if you're on the line, and I will make sure that you can get through. All these people talking about, Melissa, I'll let you go ahead and get them in relationship talk and let them know that if they're on the line, just tell us what their area code is. I got 40 calls sitting on this board right now. So if you're on the line, tell me your area code, and I'll make sure you get in there. Don't keep talking about, I can't get through. What's your area code? Or shut the heck up because you're lying, and we caught you lying. Now, my brother Wayne is supposed to be on this line, and if he's not, I'm going to be upset. Let me see if I can get this one right here. I'm checking here. Caller 447, you're on the line with the BlackChannel.net Radio, Melissa.
Good evening. Black First.
Black First, is brother Wayne.
Yep, that's correct. How you doing?
Thank you very much for joining us, brother. What's your mind, black man?
Just one thing. Let me say, hi, Melissa. How you doing?
Hi, Wayne Ryder.
Oh, hi. Yeah, just saying hi to the both of you. Since you've been making videos, this is something that's really been great, really racking my nerves. Now, I mean, I got invited to a group maybe, immediately after you made a video. And it was by a black dude, and I saw your face on it. That was the first thing I saw. And then the guy, you know, he was basically saying, oh, this woman isn't even black, X, Y, Z, the usual thing. And it made me think, were these not the same black men not too long ago talking about how non-black women were the answer, but all of a sudden this woman who they claim isn't black, all of a sudden is a problem. And, you know, this guy was calling black women queens and all sorts. And the minute I saw the word queen, I'm thinking, this guy probably never called a black woman a queen before. And it's almost like they fluctuate from going between women that aren't black when they're trying to find an answer against black women, and then they go back to black women to, defend, what Jason Black refers to as the low-hanging fruit. And I'm sure they're doing it because somewhere along the lines, they tried to do it with you, you know, they tried to get in the panties or something, and you weren't having it. That's what I think it is. But I'm just a bit disappointed in black men right now based upon the inconsistency of it. I don't know if you've noticed that. Maybe you spoke about that before because I've only been listening for the last 20 minutes or so. But have you noticed that, Jason?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But what I'm also noticing is that things are changing now. Because, see, you and I were doing it. When we were starting out before, you know, they didn't have Afro's repentance. They didn't have it, remember? You coined that phrase.
Yep.
No, I got that from you. So you want to know where I got it from? I got it from Wayne. They didn't have the vocabulary back then with which to confront these things. We've noticed the tide changing in turn because we gave the language because they knew something was wrong, knew something wasn't right. The hearing just didn't know how to articulate it. Now they know how to articulate it. I've got hundreds of people listening right now, hundreds of people, and I've got dozens of people on the line. And the reason for that is because now they've got the vocabulary called garbage, garbage. That's what's going on. Where they finally got the vocabulary to start calling garbage, garbage. And now there's nowhere
good.
To run.
I mean,
they can either thin being a hoe or they can run from it. They can't do both anymore. Where are all the detractors to call in? Where are you, Keith? Where's Alexis Cortese? Come on now, come from under your rocks with the other slimy, smart, little, sluggish insects crawling around under things. The telephone number is right here, 647-871-933, because you're on the run. You're saying you can't call it. I'll make sure you get on. They haven't posted since I said, give me your air code so I can bring you on the line. They won't post up anything. Don't do it. This is what coward does. we're finally putting them on the spot because they can't sit there and act like they're big and bad and sit up here and keep showing up. They can't do that.
Yeah,
they're on. We got them on the front now. You're changing the dynamic because they used to not be able to say that. They used to not be able to do that.
Yeah, well, I just find it disappointing, that's all. And I'm thoroughly convinced now, ever since, you know, I made this discovery over the last, say, 6 months, that most black men, I wouldn't put a wage bracket on it, but I'd certainly put, I don't know, an upbringing on it. Most black men today are loyal to the easiest option that they can get in terms of women. That's the only thing they're loyal to. They're not loyal to, I don't know, making money. They're not even loyal to women or a high caliber of women. They're loyal to the options in women. That's it. So if they've got a plethora of women in this corner, that's what they're dedicated to. That's what I've truly learned now.
And that what we're learning here, and a lot of people have been repeating what I said here over the past few months. You were on there when I said it for the first time to them, that women do not have a loyalty to their race. They have a loyalty to their security. They have a loyalty to themselves.
Yeah.
Men have been in their wheels, they've been trying to make them understand racial loyalty the way that we do, ethnic loyalty the way that we do, and that that's not really a priority for women. And we have to understand, for a lot of these dudes, they're just a bump. They're just saying whatever they think needs to get them through the sentence. So trying, not really about building a black society, they're about getting some draws, and the internet just gave them a mainline to it. That's what they're saying.
Yeah,
it just gave a mainline. You need to expose them because those guys are the most destructive. Because they're the ones who, those are males, they are the 50%. Understand something. All 50% of black females are single mothers, 20% of black males are single fathers. And the dudes who are absent from him and trying to hoes on Facebook, they are that 20%. The 20% that 50% of black females all dogpiling and all sleeping with the same man and practicing polygamy, because the dudes saying about polygamy, they're getting official. You're practicing polygamy by sleeping with another man's woman, another woman's man, which is what percent of black women do. They sleep with their man. I'm sorry, well, upwards of percent, 50% get pregnant doing it. So these dudes are saying, hey, if I can be in the 20%, I'll take it. So that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Now, Wayne, I don't want to be short here. I'll let you go ahead and get the last word because I'm checking this where Tia is, and she sits on the line. So I'll let you go ahead and get the last word here.
No, no problem. Anyway, I don't want to get talking about polygamy, but I'll say one last thing. The majority of women, it's like I said, if you put most of them in a cage and you give them children, a bit of food and a bit of money, they'll live in that cage quite comfortably. Most of them just want a relationship. That's it. They don't care about anything beyond that. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say, but nice speaking to you. I'll speak to you another time.
Well, first, brother, thank you very much for joining us. And he's
right.
They don't have any type of standard. They'll just take whatever they can get where they can get it. Now Kia says on the line, I've got 40 plus calls on here now. I'm going to see if I can find her call. I do pick up anybody in time. I'm going to have to let you wait until I hear her. She said what her number is here. Let's go ahead and see if it's her. Is this Kia?
Hello?
Okay, if you got speakers on, is this Kia?
This is Kila.
Okay, you need to turn speakers off. It's creating feedback behind you.
It's off.
Okay. Now,
hey,
where are you calling from?
I'm calling Wyoming.
From Wyoming? I never would have guessed.
Yeah.
Kia, why are you a hater of Melissa?
I personally am not a hater. I do not.
Yes,
I do not like at all when a black, or when anybody is sitting there bashing a black female just because of the way they're raised up. I am halfway half black. I'm not saying I'm all black. I don't know why anybody's out there saying that I'm all black. But honestly, if she's going to sit there and bash, she needs to shut the hell up because look at her. She's a single fucking single mother too. Why doesn't she call herself a hood rat? Why doesn't she sit there and fucking bash on her side of the family? Why doesn't she sit there and bash only fucking black people?
We hear your children screaming behind you.
So why doesn't she sit there and bash herself? She's a mother of two kids.
Did you just put duct tape on that child's mouth? We can hear your children screaming behind. We can hear your children screaming behind.
My child is not screaming.
We can hear them crying behind you.
And your point
and is... And what Utah Black, didn't you just speak Spanish?
Now, my point is, I do not approve of anybody sitting there bashing black females. Considering
you're gonna call my
she has
project,
no rights.
Call us from a housing project. But I'm saying, how are you going to criticize somebody for talking about black females, and yet you're sitting here talking about black females with your kids behind you screaming? How are you going to do that? Where is your child's father? What does it matter who your child's father is? Now, do you see what's messed up about you now?
Why does it matter to anybody where my child's father is?
Your Obama phone is breaking up on her. Kia's Obama phone is breaking on her. And I'm so glad that she's still behind you whining, by the way.
Do you hear my child whining? Because I don't hear no that whining.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not messing with her phone. That's her phone really doing that. Now, how would you all like to teenager, she lives in a house project, and this phone was given to her by a social worker. How many of you would like to wager on that? Now that you've actually gotten a chance to hear Kia. I didn't mess with her. I think she dropped off the line. Where are you at? Where are you at, Kia? Where did you go? Where did Kia go? Wait a minute, everybody. Now, understand, I'm going to make this audio available for the world here, so we're not going to have to wonder about what she sounds like anymore now that you finally heard from her and heard what she sounds like. Kids screaming behind her, with her having slapped that child in the mouth and tell him, be quiet. That's how good of a mother she is. Alexis, if you really were on the phone, you'd be giving us your area code so that we could talk to you. But you're lying, and it's probably because white supremacy's got a lock on you.
One of them is
not really sure what's going on there. You might want to check your end over there. I'm not sure what's going on. That was one of these things here. We actually heard her online. So for those of you, Q-U-I-I-L-A. Kia, Quilla, whatever in the hell. Now you heard for yourself. You heard her for yourself, and that's what she sounds like. That's what her house, Melissa Ortiz. She said it, quote, I hate Melissa. And the reason that I hate her is, the reason why you hate her is because Melissa Ortiz will own up to her bastard babies and you ain't. The reason that you hate her is because you living in a housing project talking on your track phone. That's why you mad. The reason why is because we asked you where your baby daddy was, and you said the last time I seen him was the taillights on his car hitting the corner. That's why you mad. At least Melissa can call her baby daddy. The only way that you can call yours is visiting hours on Wednesday and Saturdays. If the Maury Povich people told you it is, if they did. Now, Alexis claims that she has a phone there, and she claims that she's on the line. So, everybody else, we need to get Alexis on here. So, if Alexis is on the phone, assuming they released her to the Klan rally early enough to be able to call us, see, is there a number on you that matches that? Now, I'm on my board right now, and I'm going up and down the list. I've got full universal view, and I'm just telling you right now, Alexis, you're lying. Either that or you're deaf and stupid and blind because you're not on the list anywhere. So I'm calling you out for a liar, Alexis. You're not on here. I don't even have one call on here from that area code, not even one. So Alexis is lying. She's not on the line, everybody. I'm just telling you right now, there isn't even one call. I got every area code in the Western Hemisphere on this line right now. Alexis, there isn't a 256 on here anywhere. So you're lying, Alexis. You're lying. just going to go ahead and take this call in here, but just so everybody knows, Alexis is lying right now. She's not on anywhere. She's lying. So if she tells you all that she's on the line and she tried to call in, she's a liar. She's not anywhere on this line anywhere. Just can get that out of the way. All right, let's go ahead and see if we want to talk to some people who are not quite so afraid to get on the line here. Caller from the 617, you're on live with the BlackChannel.net radio. Caller from 617, you're on live. Okay, caller from the 617 is having a baby break, which, I mean, that's okay. I'm just saying, people. Please. Hi. Caller from the 314 on live with the Black.net radio.
Hey, Jason Black, Melissa Ortiz. It's me, Turtle Sage.
Turtle Sage, what's on your segment? Do you hear what we sound like? Do you hear what our critics sound like now? Because I know you heard the conversation. Do you hear what the opposition, that is, she was a textbook, the epitome, the quintessential example of the people who don't like Melissa Ortiz, who don't like me, who don't like Tariq, who don't like Tommy. That was it on phone right there.
Yes, everyone. I mean, I don't even know where to start, but my whole thing is what you really touched on was the whole empowerment thing. And my whole thing is, you know, I'm big into the martial arts. I would like to bring back warrior culture to at least black boys, if nothing else. Because if nothing, you know, you have folks like George Zimmerman running around shooting them dead, and if nothing else, I could give them a means to defend themselves better. I mean, and if nothing else, you learn discipline from that. And the way I see it is, like, you on another broadcast, you brought up the point about how white women don't necessarily have to fight, but they can, like, you know, Ronda Rousey. And this ties into the whole fitness motivation thing you have every day, and I'm inspired by that in the sense that why aren't there any black Ronda Rouseys? You dig?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like I say, I mean, we've come to a time period where it's time to show and prove. Nobody's going to be able to get away with anything anymore. Keela's not going to be able to play with saying things anymore. We catch you now. If you were sitting here, you know, criticizing black folk, we catch you now. If you were faking it, we can catch you now. If you're a hypocrite, we can catch you now. And if you walk out there and get your ass knocked out, we can catch you now. Beer, please, we can catch you now. Look, we have entered, we're in an age where people live their lives lying, but we're also entered an age where nobody can lie anymore. The only people who can fool you now are the people who you want to be deceived by. But there's nobody who can deceive you anymore if you don't want to be deceived. There's nobody who can.
Yeah. And to the point of that, that's why I laugh when, like, single mothers bring up the whole, well, it takes two to tango. No, I'm like, no, you have control of your womb. It's either yes, you let him stick it in you, or no, you didn't. And when they start arguing,
everybody is happy to talk about they can do this and the other. Everybody becomes a helpless child when it's time to take responsibility. All of a sudden, I couldn't keep that rampaging penis from going in naked. Did he rape you? Well, no, but okay, and that's what we end up with. So we've entered an era where, at this point now, accountability is mandatory. It's no longer optional. It's mandatory. I'll let you have the last word.
Right. Well, and I'll say this, not just, well, black first of all, but then at the same time, on the whole women getting pregnant thing, like, for example, I've never gone in naked, so to speak, with a woman, and I'm that, like, afraid of the consequences. So it's like I know that they're not being accountable, and they won't be accountable, but I can be accountable for myself
at the very least. And I think all black men should strive for that alone. If we just did that, I mean, the change
Absolutely.
Would happen overnight. And I see, I'm glad you all seem
to agree. I don't know about overnight, but...
Well, he's talking about, actually, it would happen overnight. We was bastard baby raised
up.
But you have to understand, when you've got a situation where you've contaminated 50% of black females, and you have fertile ground for enough black males, if 50% of the females are nasty enough. I mean, how nasty do you have to be to sleep with a dude who's told you that he slept with 20 other women and got 4 kids by 4 of the women, and you're sleeping with him with no protection? How nasty do you have to be? But 50% of black women are trade men. They're passing around. And they're willing to sleep
right.
with a man who just drove over your house after sleeping with a female. They're willing to do it. Most black men are not willing to sleep with a female who just left somebody else's house. Most black females.
God, no.
Black men will not sleep with a female who just left somebody else's house. But most black females will sleep with a man knowing he just left somebody else's home. Knowing. And therein
wow.
lies the difference. Thank you very much for joining me tonight, brother. I'm going to get in as many phone calls as I can here by special request. I'm going to see if I can pick up caller 202. You're on live with Black Channel Net Radio. Caller from the 202, last try. You're on live Black Channel Net Radio.
You.
Yes, what's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Zion Sin. I'm from the Washington, D.C. area.
Another Obama phone. I don't know if you're on a speaker, Bluetooth, or houndstooth, but I'm not making you out very well.
Brother,
I'm going to listen to this playback and be like, wow, I believe TV got through this. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Zion Sin from Washington, D.C.
All right, brother, what's on your mind?
First off, black first. That's the first thing.
Black first.
And secondly, I'm also about their empowerment, but I'm also on a different level. I really think that for our youth today, especially black men, we should get back into the sciences. As in, I myself am going into this whole thing with water and wastewater technologies, and I'm learning how to purify water, and I'm learning how to create irrigation systems. I think that's one of the biggest things that we do not taking consideration for our people is learning trades and such. You know, everybody is trying to learn all of these little electives like sociology and all of these things. But the biggest thing that's going to help our empowerment is going to be the ones that's digging into the dirt and actually making some work out of something. So...
Well, I mean,
that's
we need practical things as well. We need practical things as well because we don't value that. We don't value actually having things that have value. We don't value being able to build anything or make anything. We just outsource our futures to other people. And that's exactly what they've done. Let you go ahead and outsource it. That's all. They let you outsource it. You won't have anything else.
I agree. And I agree with a lot of people that a lot of black men, I will say that they are cowards and complainers. They are complacent with having all these things given to them and will complain when they're taken away. That's not to say women are without fault, because they definitely are. But as a black man, I'm sick of seeing a lot of dudes come up and just say, oh, well, you got a job. I can just do this. I can get any money any time. And I'm just like, where is your money coming from? What are you going to do about it when that stuff gets taken away? Because it will, eventually. You know? It's my big thing.
Well, like I say, we're living in an era where the people who don't understand and learn quickly, because survival is about to just kick into straight survival mode for everybody. And you know what? It's good, too. Thank you very much for joining us here, brother. We do appreciate that. I'm going to get to as many phone calls as I can here in this last hour. I got a couple of people who are on the line here, so I'm going to try to get to them. Actually, I've got more than a couple. I got over 40 calls on the line. So, everybody, thank you very much for your patience. while I try to get through this here. Alexis Cortez, the liar, the serial schizophrenic, is not on the line anywhere, by the way. And we have serious problem mental disorder in the black community. They talk about these females who are just crazy and screwed up in the head. Alexis, we're talking about individuals like you. Just be aware, we're talking about individuals like you. Go ahead and go a couple of phone calls here. I'll go ahead and take a couple of people time here. From the 214, you're on live with the Black Panel.
Hello?
Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Kenesha. I'm on your friends list on Facebook.
Hello, Kenesha. Thank you very much for being on the line. I'm also going to bring in a caller from the 816. We're going to bring you on the line as well.
Okay. I want to ask a question. How do you feel about these individuals, the young individuals who are criminalized bad behavior, such as strippers? And many young black women think it's okay to become adult entertainers and strippers due to popularity. Do you think it's too late to, you think we still can reach those people, or you think they are lost cause?
It's too late for the adults. As far as the children are concerned, no. The children are gravitating to what is available to them. People like us, like they, as much as we can, we have to make sure that those outlets are available to them, to be able to see a different example as much as we can. But for me, we're never even going to get that chance. We will just have to do what we can when we can. Plus, you have the huge white corporate establishment pumping this up to the tens of billions of dollars a year. So we're up against a huge marketing machine that specifically targeted our minds and our psyche for assassination. Those are the odds. That's what we're up against. This is life and death for the struggle, as Malcolm X called it, for the soul of man. That's what this is about.
And how do you feel those people, every time you're trying to talk about black history or black culture, they zoom you out, or the only thing they want to hear about is comedy or entertainment, but they don't want
to
hear anything
help
about black empowerment?
If someone wants to be entertained like a monkey sitting in front of a ball, I can't help them. I can only help. At this day and age, we're here to gather the people who are already on board. We're not here to try to save souls. Either you're on board and you got it, or that's it. You get left behind. But we're not in the business of redeeming people. Let your church do that. We're just being in the business of getting to the people who want, who are already on board. As far as the people we have to convince, point by point, I will let white supremacy and George Zimmerman convince you point by point. That's all I have to say about that. Thank you very much for joining us, Kanish. Appreciate that. Caller from the 816, you're still on the line with us here. What's your name?
My name is Jesse, and I'm from Missouri.
Hello, Jesse. Missouri, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I never knew you guys existed, like you or Melissa, until today with a post on Facebook in a relationship group. And I thought it was refreshing to be able to hold an intelligent conversation with, you know, black people. It seems like it's a rarity today, because whenever you talk about stuff that matters, people zone you out, or like the previous caller was saying, they're not trying to hear it if you're not talking about twerking or selling drugs or making some money. Like, everybody is more focused on stuff that don't matter, you know, instead of the things that actually matter. And I basically
don't
because
sell yourself short on, okay, don't sell it short, because right now hundreds of people, when I post this up, it'll be thousands of people who listen to what we're saying right now, okay? So don't feel it. I also don't want you to get fixated on the idiots, clowns, the savages, the morons. Don't get fixated on them. They had their day. You are now. Understand something, okay? Right now, what you need to see yourself and us as is Apple circa 1980. That's what you need to see yourself and us as. That we are all this company that is going to have a tremendous amount of growth, absolutely skyrocketing amount of growth, but you're in on the ground floor, and you are going to get to see all this at its genesis. And don't think of it as a sad thing. Think of it as a wonderful thing. Think of it as if you had been there when Marcus Garvey started with the UNIA. Think if you had been able to march with Malcolm. Think about being able to be on the ground floor with that. That's what I want you to think about. That's what I want you to remember. But don't worry about the savages, okay? My job is to get people like you. I did all this work to find you. You are the knee of my matrix. And I'm doing this to get you, to tell you that you found the kindred souls you've been looking for. Because real recognizes real. And now you heard it and you're like, hey, that's it right there. That was. It's like when you're looking for a song and you're like, I didn't know the title of it, and then like plays it in the supermarket somewhere. Like, that's it right there. You start to do it. That's it. I don't even know the title of it, but that was it right there. Real recognizes real. Don't worry about the rest. I let them on to expose them so that you all can see that we are a superior species, but I don't worry about them. She's sitting there at home right now on her Section 8 housing with her Obama phone yelling at her kids, and that's exactly what her kind does. And I want you to see that this is the difference between them and you. That's what I want you to see. This is the difference between them and you. Now that you've identified with us, join us. That's the whole purpose of this. Everybody right around the world is squadding up. White supremacy is squadding up. The Republic is squadding up. Illegal aliens are squadding up. Homosexuals squadding up. Okay, bad visual. But you get the idea here. Black America, we need to understand that intelligent black folk, it's time for us to squad. I'll let the last word, bro.
True. Yeah, I'd call really to address like the overall just disgusting ratchetry that is just running rampant in black culture, being promoted on the forefront, especially to the black women, that this is what you want. Like, degrees, college, nah, you don't want that. What you want is food stamps so you can save some money. You want Section 8 so your rent's only $20. You want to have a couple kids because the government's going to pay for that, plus taxes. That's like $2,000 a head, and you pop out five of them, good. You know, and we're not worried about, you know, pursuing, you know, things that will really help us and build us up, you know, as a people. You know, according to the media, and I know the media is run by, you know, the white man, basically, and all these people look at the TV and take all this stuff from the media as the gospel. You know, like, if Nicki Minaj came in here and told all these ratchet females, like, everybody tonight have sex with the first dude you meet, everybody going to start choosing. And I know that for a fact.
Well, thank you very much for joining us here, brother. Appreciate having your phone call. And just so I can be clear about this for everybody out there who may be wondering, because that heifer is over lying, just so you'll all be aware, I'm the black authority. I set this up, and when I said Quilla, you go ahead and call, I'll get you to the front of the line. I answered it. Anybody else? The Obama phone mailed in here. Now, the call only came in 9 minutes ago. So she may be on her Obama phone now. Let me check here and see. Now, this is a caller from 256. Is this Alexis?
Who? Who are you talking about?
Yes. What's
Hello?
Your name?
Hello?
I'm talking to you. Yes,
you talking to me?
Yes, I'm
Hello?
Talking to you who keeps and talking to me?
Yes, I'm Alexis. You've been calling me. I mean, I told you to call you
now
all this time, but without saying anything.
I'm saying something to you right now.
Okay.
And everybody else is out there hearing you.
I'm listening.
Well, no, you're the one who called in. What is your name?
Tell me. Okay. Alexis. This is Alexis. This is Alexis Cortezzi.
Okay. Do you see? You asked her three times. She only had to think it over three or four times before she could figure out name. Let me look that up. Can I Google that?
I've
what
been
is my name?
On hold.
I don't know if you can Google your
I've
own name.
I've been on hold for 30 minutes. I mean, be professional. I mean, you are a radio station.
You're a liar.
Be professional.
You're a liar. You are a liar. I'm calling you a liar to your face. You're a liar.
Oh, okay.
And I screenshots that were for a liar.
And
you're
let's,
a liar.
Let's proceed. Let's proceed.
Okay, I'm
let's
telling
proceed.
You, you're a liar.
Move on.
I'm calling you a liar.
Move it along.
Yes, proceeding.
Let's
what do
let's
you
proceed.
Want? The question is, bedwinches do not have privileges here. Negro bedwinches do not have privileges here. Now, that may work with white daddy husband. That might work with him fine, but bedwinches don't call shots here. And by the way, you call shots with him either. He calls the shot with you, but that's a whole different story.
He do call the shots.
What did you call, Alexis? What?
I was told to call.
So I was told to call.
Call for nothing? Oh, okay. That's strange.
No, it's not that you call for nothing. We said we've been talking about Melissa all this time. You had a bunch of stupid questions
to
asked
about
her a couple of weeks ago.
No.
You get
I don't
your medial eyes
about
together
Melissa.
And see you ask them now.
Okay, I don't
you
have
asked about her kids a couple
Melissa.
Of weeks ago. Okay, Alex, we know you're a fourth grade dropout,
Melissa.
But we got screenshots.
Why did you ask
about her and her kids then if you don't care? Then
is
why did you ask about her and her kids?
I actually thought you had something important to ask me.
Okay.
If it was about Melissa.
About her and her kids, you asked for over an hour. You asked about
why
her and her kids for over an hour. Over and over again. Don't you have kids? Don't you have baby daddies? Don't you have children? So we know that you're a third grade remedial force offender.
Ooh,
we get that. But you had questions to ask.
Now
you had an opportunity to actually ask face to face. And you want to talk. I like Melissa now. You didn't like her a couple of weeks ago.
No.
When did you become
a
fan of
Melissa?
Melissa?
I never said I was a fan. I said I don't have a problem with Melissa.
Okay, then why
I
were
mean,
you talking stupid a couple of weeks ago? And why were you talking stupid a couple of weeks ago? Go.
What was I saying? I mean, because I said you have kids.
You got screenshots.
You
see what you said.
Yes, do that. And did you have anything to ask
me?
Because
okay,
you sound ridiculous.
You had questions, ask them. Why don't you ask them now? Okay, the only person who sounds ridiculous on here is the coward of phone. Melissa's on the line right now. Why don't you ask
him
now?
I don't have anything to ask Melissa.
Okay, ask
him
now. Hi, Melissa,
how you doing? I don't have anything
okay,
to ask Melissa. Was that what I was called
you
for?
As a coward.
Was
you
that what I was told to call
liar.
For to ask Melissa something?
Don't you ever care because you're given the opportunity to say something for here.
Yo.
And like the coward bed wench you are, you meet up and clammed up. When we get these people out so people hear them, all of a sudden they got nothing to say. Got absolutely nothing to say. But boy, they sure do hate the little high yellow girl from Florida getting all that attention out there. And an attention
you are
like
absolutely right.
Can't
you are end. Absolutely right.
So why don't you run back along now? I heard the Oreo cookie really needs you to show up. Now that that's been taken care of, this is the channel.net radio. Now, I do see there may be somebody on the line who has something interesting to say. And I want to give an opportunity to say it here. Caller from the 770, if you're on the line, you're on live, blackchannel.net radio. Last call, caller from 770, you're on live with the blackchannel.net radio.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, you're on live. Put down the mic.
Hey, man, you, like, tore her down, dog. You should at least let her get a little few words in there.
Okay, hey, okay, look here, paying attention very well, and that's a good way to start off on the bad foot. Last time, what is your name, and where are you calling from?
I'm Tony from Atlanta.
Hello, Tony from Atlanta. What's on your mind?
All right, I guess it goes out to Melissa Speaks. My whole thing is respect for her for, you know, standing up where other women would not even take a chance to stand up. Big up for that. But, and I know this is like, it's kind of out of line on my spot, but
My whole thing is, yeah, it's always that nasty, but, all right, you are a woman who's a single mother. But I guess what most people may have a problem with, well, I know I may have a problem with it, is that you're not 100% black. You're not 100% of African descent.
Define 100% black. Okay, define 100% black.
That's rough right there.
Okay,
but like,
dude,
all
right,
right
even... now, don't even try to talk over me on my podcast. Define 100% black. What is that?
Okay, I'll say more or less dark skin. That's what I'll probably say.
Saying is skin color, so you use the paper bag test. You use the paper bag test to determine who is black, correct?
Well, I believe in one of her videos she did say she was mixed. Correct?
Okay. Excuse me, mixed is an incidental characteristic. I asked you what do you consider to be black, and you just said, well, skin color. So I need to make sure
you're correct.
Have
I did say skin color.
Reference.
I did.
What do you consider to be black? Okay. How
anyone
dark
not,
is,
not mixed.
How
anybody
white
who is
do you
not
have to
mixed.
Be black?
Okay.
Okay.
You're correct.
Tell
I
me
said skin color.
How white can you be before you are unacceptable? Tell me how light you all have to be before you're unacceptable.
So I'm correcting myself by saying not that, but not mixed. Is that more acceptable there? That's what I'm saying.
Not mixed. Please, sir, define for me what mixed is.
Anybody who doesn't have a mixture of cultures in them, not, you know, maybe African and whatever other culture that they may be mixed with. Whether you're
okay,
of
you are not answering the question at all. Okay. And how far, give me an example of a person who is, quote, mixed.
Somebody who may be Spanish and, I don't know, white, I don't know, Irish.
Okay, give me a percentage that disqualifies you as being black.
Any percentage. If you're not 100%,
so what you're saying is, if you are not
100%
of African heritage, you are not black. Okay.
But at the same time, like, I understand
let me ask
that's
you a
not,
question
not,
here.
That may not be cool because Malcolm X was 100%
Sir,
African American.
Hey, brother. Hey.
Yeah.
We don't do that here. We don't do that. When I start talking, you stop. Now you just said something. You said you went back. First you went 100% black, then you went paper bag test, then you went skin color test, now you're back on 100% black. How long has your family been in America? Because if you're not a first-generation African setting foot on American soil, I got some bad news for you.
Well,
now,
I
how
am
long has
not.
Your family been in
I'm
America?
Not. On my mother's side, as far back as they know, my father, he's from
You are and then you're not. Okay,
my father's
you know
from Sierra
like
Leone.
A typical female right now. Do you understand that you're talking like the typical
no,
black
I'm,
female?
No, I'm telling you right now that my father's
right now
from
you sound
Sierra
like a typical
Leone.
Black female trying to have it both ways.
Yeah, I
okay.
got to say
and
my father is from Sierra Leone, and my mother was born in New York. Her family background goes somewhere in South Carolina.
So how 100% black are you black?
Yes.
Yes. What 100% black are you?
I would say I'm 100%.
Okay, you said 100% is based on that. Okay, you would say that, but if you got white on your mother's side?
I'm pretty much
Or have you
that,
even checked so you can make sure that you know what the hell you're talking about? Okay, it's a possibility. Have you checked your genealogy to make sure that you're 100% black before you go claiming what I am?
I didn't claim what you were.
Have you checked your genealogy to make sure of that? Or are you out here trying to disqualify other black people as black based on your own ignorance because you aren't really sure? Because you said, my dad's from Sierra Leone. First of all, that doesn't mean he's necessarily 100% black either. But you know what? I'll let you have that. Well, about my mom, I'm taking an educated guess. But you want to be the authority who disqualifies other black people. Okay. Now,
I'm not saying everything
point.
I'm saying.
If we have a black
correct.
Person who is 100% black, okay. This isn't going to work if I start talking and you start talking. You had your chance to make your point. I asked you a question. You didn't say anything. Now, if we have a person like Jamon Hounsou, who is 100% black, and he or somebody like Seal, 100% black or pretty much, and they go off and they are only interested in dating non-black women, please tell me how useful to black people they are.
Repeat that. Hello.
Gosh.
Caller from the 786. You're on live with the BlackChallenge.net radio.
Hello? Black first, brother.
Call 786. Please get out from under your car to repair.
Oh, no, I'm not under my car. Hello?
What's on your mind, black man?
Yeah, Lonnie Baker, black first.
Yes.
Miami,
what
Florida.
What is on your mind?
What's on my mind is I'm glad that you're doing
what
you do.
What would you like to say?
It's excellent that you're doing what you do. I love Melissa. And to go into the generational thing about our past generations, I'm glad that somebody is finally saying exactly what some of us feel, that we were left out from the civil rights movement. And it's great to have both of you doing that. And how can we build nationally together? Because I see a lot of people doing it, and we that's what we need, because we don't want to live like this.
We're doing it right now. I'm about to find out who's with us. First thing Jewish people did when they left the world too was go find their people. The first thing that other people do when they build enclaves is find their people. We are your people, and you found us. That's what we do. Thank you very much for checking in with us here, brother. I'm going to try to get a few more calls in here because right now I've got 50 calls on the line. We are stacked and jammed. I'm just going to try to get some more people in here. Caller from the 614, you're on live with BlackChallenge.net radio.
Hello.
Caller from the 614, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Shar. I'm calling from Central Ohio. Hello, Melissa.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to address...
Hi.
Hey, Melissa. I wanted to address the... first, I'm going to say I don't always completely 100% agree with what Melissa says, but I will defend her on this. So much of them saying she's not 100% black, I hate that term because it's not a term that an educated person uses. I do believe when people say 100% black, they're probably referring to people whose lineage is the majority of sub-Saharan African descent. But even today, the black people in Africa are not even so much 100% black because Africa has been colonized by Europe for many, many years now. So I will say that they should not try to take her blackness from her because in the eyes of, you know, our counterparts, she is a black woman. So I'll definitely give her that.
Thank you.
So much as, you know.
Okay, well, first of all, let's take a look at the things here. First of all, when somebody tries to sit up here and say that the problem is being black or, quote, 100%, first of all, what the hell does that mean? When you ask somebody, they can't actually tell you what that means. Second of
right.
all, it's stupid because it's not relying on science. That's
right.
The first thing is it has no scientific basis. What he's doing is he's got a problem with the person he's looking at, and he's trying to find some way that he can disqualify you so that he feels superior. I'm not about superior anything. And that was why when I asked him the question about, well, what if you got a blue-black Negro like Wesley Snipes, and all he does is date non-black women, he's useless to us. What do we do with him? And all he could say was, well, could you repeat that? And that's what got his call dropped, because I said it good enough for everybody to hear me. He just wasn't ready for somebody to say that, and he wants more time to think it over because he hasn't actually thought over any of this. This is some of the rampaging ignorance that we've got proceeding out there among black people right now.
Right, and, you know, and I don't ever want to downplay that brother that said that, you know, but I was definitely listening like, I get what he's saying, but I just wish he could have explained it a lot better. But so far as that, just like they were saying, like
well,
her last name.
Oh, stop. We have to get over cosine stupid. We cannot sit here cosine stupid. Somebody says something stupid, We have to just come out with it. Hey, man, that was really stupid.
No, I'm not going to downplay him because this is the thing. I get what he was trying to say. He just could not explain it well at all.
There's a problem here. Okay, there's a problem here, okay? When I talk, you have to be quiet. Because I understand that black people are not accustomed to being listened to. Black females have a terrible habit. Black females have a terrible habit of busting into conversations, and that keeps them from being understood at all.
Okay.
He was perfectly understood what he said. What he said was 110% perfectly understood. He was not misunderstood in any way. You are either in agreement with what he said, or you are in disagreement. But there is no, well, I can kind of see it. You either agree or you don't. You're either on board with the paper bag test or you're not. He already articulated his position. We are spending too much time trying to spare people's feelings and not nearly enough time trying to spare our survival. He was perfectly understood. Why would we be giving him a pass now? We understood everything he said.
Well, I'm not trying to give anybody a pass, and I will say that is a matter of opinion, and I did not call to argue nor be disrespected. I'm being civil with you, so please, sir, be civil with me.
What's a matter of opinion?
Would you let me explain that? See, you know what, sir, I really enjoy what you're doing, and I've enjoyed listening to your show. This is my first time listening to it, but I've noticed that you have talked over a lot of people. So
you are
so
filibuster.
So now I'm going to answer your question. I'm going to answer your question.
What is a matter of opinion?
The matter of opinion is you feel like he was understood. A lot of other people, I'm sure, didn't understand what he was saying because his argument was poor. So I know that there was a lot of people who did not understand what he said. So maybe you understood, and maybe Melissa understood, but I'm speaking for some other people that may not have understood what he was saying. He was basically saying that he feels like somebody that is 100% black, which he shouldn't have used. He shouldn't have used that term. He should have said somebody who the majority of their lineage is sub-Saharan African. That's what we consider black today. That's what we consider black today. It's somebody whose lineage goes back to sub-Saharan African.
His point was perfectly understood.
Okay,
he was perfectly
understood by you.
If you didn't understand it, I don't know what to tell you. But thank you very much for your call. We appreciate it. This is the Black.net Radio. I am your host, the Black Authority. We're coming up on the last 40 minutes, unless I want to stretch this out longer. I don't know. I just might. He was perfectly understood, by the way. Too many black females and black people in particular like to sit up here and co-sign stupid. So we try to sit up here and spare people's feelings. I'm not going to spare the feelings of stupid. We understood exactly what he said. Melissa understood it. I understood it. And we're not geniuses. So for you to sit up here and say that we got other people, that's saying we're geniuses. And we're not. We're not geniuses. It's common sense. Call 623. You're on live with Black.
Hello. My name is Unique. I'm calling from California.
Oh. Okay. You said your name is Unique?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you said your name is Unique. Okay,
yes.
First we talked to Monique, now we're talking to Unique. So I guess it's true.
Okay.
Monique and Unique.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say that I understand your frustration. I understand what Melissa's going through. I've been married for 14 years to my baby's father. Have two babies by the same man. We've been in a relationship for 14 years. The one thing that I have had to strive for in my relationship with my husband and everybody else, especially black men, has been respect. And, brother, I understand your frustration. I understand you're mad. I really do. But we are not going to get together as a people if we keep spitting this hate that you have on you. And I understand, I really do, but you've been talking over people and you've been really disrespectful acting.
Excuse me, ma'am.
What do you mean by hate?
Hate
is in your voice.
What do you mean by hate, or I'm going to drop your call?
What I mean by hate is
what
the brother
that
got on the line.
You keep discussing it. What does that mean?
It means the opposite of love. It means that is what hate means.
Do you know you sound like a seventh grader?
No, do you know that
I
sound like
you a question three times and you can't answer it?
I do not.
So maybe
you keep talking over me, so I can't hear you. And that's what's happening with everybody. You keep talking over people. Stop talking over people. No, you do hate us. Every time somebody's got on the phone, you start there and judge them. No, you've judged that man. Every other person that's got on this phone, you sat up here and said, oh, what are you doing? You got the baby in the background. Oh,
okay.
What are you doing?
Right.
We're not going to get anywhere
thing.
If we don't love each other. And you don't have any love in your heart. You really don't. I feel your anger, but you cannot sit here.
Why did you call somebody who you feel has no love in their heart? Why did you call somebody who you feel has no love in their hearts? That was stupid of you. I wouldn't call somebody I felt had no love in their heart. I'm not that dumb. But then again, Melissa has exposed that black females call people to argue with people. We've had two black female callers in a row. They called up just to argue. Now, they can't articulate themselves. They sound like they just fell out of a Weeble Wobble commercial. But they don't have anything to say. You're hateful. Okay, what's hateful? It's the opposite of love. Do you see why we don't get anywhere as a people right now? Because we've got people who fight with Webster's Dictionary.
Hello.
Call the 305. We're going to go ahead and bring you on the line live with the BlackChallenge.net radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Mike. I'm calling
call
from
Miami.
Call
from the 305. Last try. You're on live with BlackChallenge.net.
Can you hear me?
What's on your
plan? Can you hear me? This is Mike. I'm calling from Miami.
Yes, you can be heard. Please make... Yes, make
your All right, well, basically, I ain't no
okay,
finger
Okay, last time, Mike, speak. What is
your... Hello, can you hear me? Come on, man, with that dumb shit, man. Look, stop.
Okay, Mike is having schizophrenia or something. I don't know. Is there somebody out there who's fully A, literate, B, conscious? That's all I'm looking for. A sensible person. Caller from 585. That sounds like a good, decent area code. You're on live with the Black Channel. Are you listening?
Hello? Hi. My name is Mercedes.
I'm from
New York.
And maybe not. Last time, 515. You're on live.
Hello? Hello?
Okay.
I'm Mercedes.
Do you all see how difficult this is? At least I'm trying to be. Go ahead and see if we can get somebody who hasn't been waiting quite so long, since some of these other people are just waking up or something. Caller from the 757, you're on live with the BlackChallenge.net radio with Blake, Jason Black, and Melissa Ortiz. Let's go ahead and bring them on. Are you on the line? Caller from the 757. Please make sure you put me in three when you're calling me. All right, Black Panther. Well, listen, do you think we scared them off? Caller from the 757, last try. You're on live with the Black Channel. Okay, caller from the 757 is apparently making beef or something. I don't know. Caller from the 804, you're on live with the BlackChallenge.net with Jason Black and Melissa Speaks. Hopefully everybody is here.
Can you guys hear me?
Caller from the 804. Yes,
hello,
we can
hello.
Hear you now. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Michaela.
Okay. You need to turn your speakers off.
I don't have speakers on.
Okay. Turn last try. Turn your speakers off, or else I'll have to. Okay, because I'm here. I was hearing feedback. Thank you for feedback.
Can you guys hear me now?
Any echoing behind you?
You still can't hear
we
me?
We heard you the whole time. I just didn't hear myself.
Oh, well, hello.
I can hear you.
Hi,
I just didn't want to hear myself.
Okay, yeah. I'm just spectator to craziness. I will forever be a fan of like-minded individuals. Newly yours as of today, Jason. I didn't know too much about you until today. Melissa, you're awesome, and I appreciate that you use your own personal life experiences as a means of letting these chicks know that it's not all it's caked up to be. As far as you identifying more with your black lineage thing is, Melissa, and I said this earlier, I feel as if you were to just claim your other half, black folks' asses would be in flames. Oh, she hates herself, et cetera, whatever. Keep hitting them where it hurts, girl. The truth is, it will set you free, but first it will piss you off. And I feel like you can definitely change some of these crazy mindsets, and I commend you on that. That's all. I'm just giving you guys props.
Well, thank you very much. We do appreciate that from time to time. We like to bring on people who disagree, but absolutely, we do like to do a little advertising for ourselves. And definitely, don't be a stranger in the future. You have found the home of intelligent black thought, and we are very glad to have you. This
absolutely
is the BlackChannel.net radio. Let's see if I can... You too now. Let's see if we can try to find somebody else who may be on the line here. I'm going to try to get some people who've been waiting for a while if I can. Caller from the 414, you've been waiting for a while. On here. Thank you very much for your patience. You're on live with BlackChannel.net radio.
Is Jason and Melissa, how's it going? This
caller
is Ron Jenkins. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. What's on your mind, black man?
Hey, how y'all doing? You might know me on your friends list as Ronald Jenkins. And just wanted to call and say, hey, I love what both of you guys are putting out there. You guys use logic. Unfortunately, a lot of people can't understand where you guys are coming from because you guys make sense. And like I always tell Melissa Ortiz, I say, I'm a huge fan. And so are you, Jason Black. You guys keep doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much, brother. I do appreciate it here. Like I say, I'm just one guy, but I'm just trying to do what I can. So definitely I'm glad that you are liking the broadcast and appreciating what we do. Actually does this. Everybody else is out there, but they're not actually getting anything done. Or should I say they're not actually bringing people together and giving a forum to speak. They're complaining about what non-black people have not given them, but this is the only place that's actually created a forum for that. So we can actually start comparing notes. It's very easy to take shots at somebody like Melissa Ortiz from behind the keyboard. It's very different when we ask you to call in so people can hear what you sound like. So we can actually hear what you sound like for a change. And then you heard some of the stuff. We had baby mamas. We've had fifth grade dropouts. The other caller sounded like she was about 400 pounds. But was co-signing stupid. This is what happens in black society. And apparently in their world, being fully literate means that you hate people. Well, I do hate people who are not fully literate and then want to go out and go impose their views on other people. Yeah, I don't like that. Everybody else, I'm cool with. We're going to go ahead and take a couple of more phone calls here. Go ahead and see if we can grab one right now. Caller from the 5, you're on the BlackChannel.net radio.
You. Is it me?
This is becoming par for the course here.
Oh, hello?
Is it you?
Is it me?
I don't know if it's you or not.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. I just
walked
off. I've been waiting for a long time. My name is Carmen. I'm from Portland. That is so true. We just said watch him pick us up as soon as we walk off. I actually don't disagree with you guys. I actually
now
really
I get to make
like
all snide comments.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Now I get to make all kinds of snarky, sarcastic comments about you now because you didn't answer the phone in a timely fashion. So just get ready for that.
Well, I am so sorry. I just wanted to say that I really enjoy your posts and everything, and I'm not one of the people who are coming in to disagree. I actually agree with you guys. I really love her video that she has on why black women are so argumentative. I actually spoke with you earlier, and you inspired me to start speaking out myself and start, you know, giving my opinion on why I disagree with all the idiotic things that a lot of these loud, obnoxious, disrespectful, and argumentative black women do, black people in general, why we are just having so much of a hard time going through life with the things that, you know, that we do, videos of nakedness and twerking and just hair hats, all that stuff, just ignorant stuff that people do. And I'm enjoying listening to your broadcast. I'm cracking up over here listening to the dumb stuff that people are saying. It's really funny. So I just want to tell you that I'm really enjoying this broadcast, and I'm really happy that I came across you and Melissa, and I just want you guys to keep doing what you're doing. And thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Like I say, you have an awesome voice, by the way.
Oh,
now, if you don't take my suggestion to heart, there's a video shank. I'm just going to have to video shank you. I'm just going to have to, because you're good. You're articulate. You know what you're talking about. You know, you don't have to sit up here and make a million things and whatnot. Just get out there. Stop letting the hood rats and the ratchets be the only ones that anybody ever sees. Because good women are just sitting down and saying, oh, well, let them be my representative. And let the world eat cake. And that's exactly what's happening.
I definitely agree, and I really appreciate that.
And that's not
you best. Just gave me the inspiration.
You're the shit, Jay.
Thank you so much, Jason. And
well,
good
I certainly
going,
hope
Melissa.
I gave you something.
You're a wonderful chick. Thank you. Am I done? Oh.
Wayne, you tried to say this. This is hateful. This is love. I love black society. I love black people. We are the eldest and richest heritage on the face of the planet and on the face of creation. And I'm tired of that legacy and that heritage being trash. Why people give up the government anymore? I'm tired of our legacy being. Well, Melissa, I'm also going to go ahead and wrap it up here, because like I say, it keeps coming in on half of it, but it definitely coming. So, I'm having you on the same trip as I'm going to bring that to you.
I'm sorry, can you hear me? I can't hear you.
Freaking silly they sounded. And maybe you can talk to them as well, Melissa, and let them know how silly they were sounding before also.
I honestly thought we would get better calls.
I thought they were good enough. They definitely illustrated the point we were trying to make.
Yes. Yes, it's not, you know, it's not something, I don't know, it's kind of bittersweet because you just get so tired of everybody being so hood and stupid. You know, I don't know. I just like to be around like-minded and intelligent people, and it just saddens me that, you know, people who have so much to say on a keyboard can't really express the thought.
Well, maybe that's the only place they can talk, is on a keyboard where nobody can question them. Alexis Cortese is a brainless twit who spent weeks talking about you. When you actually confronted her, she got silent. Quilla tried to de-black you, got her on the phone, and you hear that she's calling live from Bedford-Stuyvesant Housing Projects. This is what happens when we give them an opportunity to speak. If she could have done it, if they could have made a point, they'd have done it. They didn't do it because they can't. Get them out from behind a keyboard and you see what they really sound like. That's the problem. I don't want any more keyboard karate black belts.
That is the problem.
We need some people with some sense. Because I'm firmly convinced that when you stop coding stupid, you have to actually be active.
But I did go away too.
Well, this is going all the way to Mars. What are we talking about? This is going all to Alpha Centauri.
Yeah, I'm just saying, the floor is so open, and it's like, you know, nobody really calls with anything of substance to say. Nobody quoted me. Nobody tried to knock down my arguments. Nothing.
I gave them every opportunity to do that. And if they could have debunked you, they would have done that. If they could have debunked me, they would have done that. If they had an argument to make, they would have. Several of them were, damn me, asleep at the wheel. When I did actually ask them to say something, they were asleep at the wheel. And that was the best they could do. But they want to convince all of us that they actually have a point to make. Listen to me. Listen to me. And what I'm telling you is that they don't actually have a point to make. They don't actually have a point to make.
That's really sad.
You and I have been spending all this time here, and with you especially, you've had a chance to confront them on it, and I think a lot of nonsense got exposed tonight. I want to ask you something here. Since a lot of these cowards are going to say that they didn't have a chance to call in,
sure.
Right? And that's perfectly fine. How about you and I do? Would you join me again tomorrow night? Would I be able to hold you hostage again tomorrow night so that we can give them a fair opportunity, since they're just going to say that, well, you only let the twit, Alexis Cortese, and the hood rat, Quia, call in. I wasn't able to get in. Would you like to join me tonight so we can give them another opportunity just to make sure that they can't say that?
Sure.
All right. That way we can make sure that they can't sit up here and say that we didn't give them an opportunity. So you all will have another chance to take another shot for the title tomorrow, since some of you think that wasn't fair enough before. We'll give you a chance to take another shot for the title and see what you say then. But you know what? They're not going to have anything more intelligent to say tomorrow either. It's not like it's going to get any better. What you heard tonight is exactly what you'll hear tomorrow, is exactly what you'll hear on Judgment Day. But like it or not, to the hood rats, to the whores, to the sluts, to the bastard babies and bastard baby makers, No, we'll just resign this to the bastard baby makers. To you bastard babies who are proud to be that, understand something. Your time is over. Our time. Your time is over. The 21st century is going to be remembered as the century that black, intelligent black people rose to prominence again. I'm sorry, it wasn't...
I hope so, because we can't afford another 50 years of what we've been doing.
Sister, if we have another 50 years of this, we won't have a black society. They'll be putting saddles on our backs and riding us at that point. But thank you very much. I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow. This is the home of Black Thought. I want every single one of you who is here tonight, Crash Boys on YouTube and blog. Hey, let's do it again tomorrow. This concludes tonight's broadcast of the BlackChannel.net Radio. I'm your host, your brother, your humble servant, the Black Authority. And until next time, brothers and sisters from around the world, remember, black is the future, and the future is, as always, uncompromising.